Blog Talk Radio.
More Steel Records.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, steps into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turn it back to water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter it, miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, nap, you're glisten. Love life loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dude's house, spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the gawk on that Turner style, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Stepping to Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is a diva squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Talk to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Making major moves, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it, go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome. I am your host, Rich Money. And welcome to another episode of Love and Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Give me a minute. I ain't been on in a while. But before I even get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, for the past couple of weeks, you know, we had some repeat episodes going on, but now we back into business, back in high strive and everything, taking it to another level, how GQ Palace Radio do. You understand what I'm saying? Tonight, you know, we got a special thing going on for y'all. We got the GQ General Question. If you choose, you have a topic that you choose you want to discuss about, feel free to call in and discuss that topic as well. No matter what the topic is, as long as it's radio topic. We don't got the foul language going on with the funny topics, the rated X topics, and none of that going on no more. All right, straight up radio version topics and everything. But tonight, after from 6 to 7, that's a general question. From 7 to 8, we have up-and-coming artist, Feature P. He will be in the building. We will be talking to him. He got a lot of things going on in the music industry. We're going to play his smashing single, Wake Up. He also performed at the Nonstop Media GQ Palace event August 25th and shut it down. The event was crazy. Shout out to Nonstop Media. Shout out to GQ Palace. Shout out to Bounce Back Energy Drink. Shout out to Mountain Morsu. It was going down. Coco Chanel, LaToya Times. We had Lavina in the building. She was running raggedy everywhere, doing stuff with GQ Palace and Bounce Back Energy Drink. It was just going crazy. Shout out to Santana. Shout out to the whole squad. After a feature P, we have Don Jr., CEO, and he's doing a lot of things. He don't deal with Jim Jones, Cam'ron, and all of them, Dipset. He got a lot of things going on in the music industry. We're going to talk to him. We're also going to talk to one of his artists as well and play one of his artists' smash single. So tonight, we got something going on real deep for y'all. So make sure y'all stay tuned and don't even blink or turn the dial. This is Rich Money. We'll be right back. GQ Palace Love Entertainment. It's Butter Baby. Divas, welcome back to the palace. Like I said, what we're going to do, we're just going to let you choose the topics that you want to talk about. So if you feel that you got a topic that you want to discuss on the air on GQ Palace Radio, feel free to press that one button, let us know what it is, and we can just discuss the topic. as of now, what we're going to do, we're just going to sit back, relax, and enjoy some tunes. You know, our brother been a little bit under the weather. Things wasn't going too good for our brother. So what I mainly want to do, I want y'all to, you know, just I want to thank y'all, first of all, because the brother was doing bad times. You know, thank y'all for all y'all prayers and everything. I'm doing good, not fully recovered, but I'm making my way there. You know what I'm saying? But what I want to do, I want to get into another track real fast, because we do have some callers. After this track, we're going to put them on. I want to get into this exclusive by Super Lover C, Ain't Ready. If you feel you want to talk about it, then feel free to talk about it. Let us know what you think about it. But this is exclusive by Super Lover C, Ain't Ready, on GQ Palace Radio Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
No packs, no crews, no groups, no dudes, just grown women who prove it to me they all ready. No raps, no shoes, swag, mad, hot moves. I got the memo on Super Lover C already. I'm still hot, little dude, still rock, little dude. I've been listening, little homie, you show ready. Real shots, real moves, still pops, little dude. Already christened this industry, homie, yo, petty. I bet
two chicks, two bricks, two spits.
I'm still a 4-5 with a 4-5, you 2/5. A 4-5 with a 4-5 and a few chicks. A 4-5 with a 4-5 and a few clips. I had enough of that slow fire and loose chips. Corporate America showed high and loose chicks. I can't remember making money prior to booth spitting. Annual November's counting money, lying with cute women. See, when I said I was coming back, wasn't bullshitting. Sitting no money, riding European with bull shifting. Not responsible for the disrespect your crew's getting. Fully responsible for the disrespect your boo's giving. I'm not a boss that holds no remorse and boo's driven. And don't endorse and think killing dudes is a cool living. I'm just gonna walk through here and take back what I'm do pimping. And keep on grinning and do what I do up through linen. No packs, no crews, no groups, no dudes, just grown women who prove it to me they all ready. No raps, no shoes, swag, bad, hot moves. I got the memo on Super Lover C already. I'm still hot, little dude, still rock, little dude. I've been listening, little homie, you show ready. Real shots, real moves, still pops, little dude. Already christened this industry, homie, yo, petty. I bet
two chicks, two bricks, two spits.
When I squeeze a 4-5, you'll fold down, take a huge dip. A full guy,
victim of a confused chick.
A poor guy
in the system couldn't abuse it.
A full fry
who just sits and listens to music.
I know why
he's addicted to its amusement.
The most high
gave me rhythm and to use it.
With a 4-5,
that's magnificent, letting loose sense.
When I said I was coming back, wasn't bullshitting. Sitting no money, riding European when pool shifted. Not responsible for the disrespect your crew's getting. Fully responsible for the disrespect that boo's giving. Oh yeah, of course, to be feelers lost.
And some cool getting.
Some pissing off and them haters talk.
And fools tripping.
Breaking guitars and debating brawl.
On who's hitting.
Take me, I'm yours, now you're dating stars. And two kisses.
Ain't ready.
That was an exclusive by Super Lover C, Ain't Ready. One of his joints that then he's putting out on the charts. You know, if you want to let us know what you feel about it, feel free to let us know what you feel about it, how you feel about that. We have some callers on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we have another
Hello.
Caller on the line.
Hello.
Hello, callers. How are y'all there? How are
Good.
Y'all doing?
Good.
I want to thank y'all for joining me this evening.
Not a problem.
Now, as far as I know, I'll be discussing topics, but I've been going for a minute, you know.
Welcome back.
So,
welcome back.
Well, yes, definitely. Welcome back.
Yeah,
glad you're feeling better, as you said.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Let me put it like that. You know, I'm definitely getting there.
Well, as long as you're getting there, that's the great thing.
Yeah, that's the main thing. But let me ask you, do y'all have any topics y'all want to discuss at the present time?
I do.
Okay, let's go with it. Who did I put on first?
I have one.
It don't matter. All right.
Okay.
It don't matter.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Do you think it's right that you marry into a family that you don't feel accepted?
Whoa, that's a good one.
Do you think it's right you marry into a family that you don't feel accepted?
Right. You know how, like, you're dating, you get engaged, and the next thing you know, you get married, but, like, all along, you feel like you're not accepted. You feel like there's still, a part of the family that's not really ready to welcome you completely.
Well.
Do you think that that's something that you should enter into, or you should take the family into consideration of them not really accepting you?
Me?
I would personally say
okay.
I don't care what the family thinks. Because the family have to deal with the person.
Exactly.
You understand? So, if a person feel like, okay, well, we're not going to get married because your family don't accept me, then that means you never really wanted to marry that person from the get-go.
Right.
Right, but what if their family means a lot to them, and because their family means a lot, you don't really want to, step on any toes, or you don't want any ill will. I don't think that it's, never wanting to get married. I think that when you talk about family means a lot to people.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but go ahead.
My input on it would be, the thing is, I've accepted this man to be my husband. My family is going to have to like it or leave it. I would hate for it to come down that way. But first off, we're not going to be living with my family, And I'm hoping and praying somewhere down the line you will accept what I've chosen to love, for the rest of my life, hopefully. Because you do have, it would make it better if that family did work together and love that, husband or wife. But at the end of the day, you got to accept what I'm doing, because I love this man enough to marry him. He loves me enough to marry me, so therefore I would have to, like my family, if they didn't show up at the wedding or they didn't come around, it would be their loss.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to stop loving who I love because my family don't accept them.
Right.
Your family don't got to deal with them. Even if they're close to their family, that means they ain't that close to their family. If their family choose not to accept the person that they're going to spend the rest of their life with.
Right.
Well,
I said,
right.
You got to realize they're not that close to their family if their family don't choose to accept the person that they're going to spend the rest of their life with. If this person makes them happy, their family, if that's really their family, true family, they're going to accept it. You understand?
Right.
They're not gonna try to downgrade or anything, or tell this person such and such about him or anything like that. They're gonna see how happy this person is, especially if they're a big part of that family. They know, this is who this person wanna be with. This is gonna make them happy. Okay, we got no choice but to, go
accept
with it, because this is who he with. This is who she with.
Right. I mean, what would you do?
Yeah. Good question.
Me?
What would you do?
Yeah.
Me?
Well,
yeah.
Hey. Sound like we got an
album
in here.
Well, no. I would have to say, me personally, I would want to speak to the family to see exactly, why the person might feel that way, and see if there's, a reason behind it. Because it could be as far as, just people talking, or maybe throwing a little salt on the name or something like that. You know, so I would want to communicate to find out exactly what makes that person feel that way.
Right.
You know, I would want to know that. You know, I wouldn't just leave it as, okay, well, if you don't, you know, if my family doesn't like you, then I'm not going to, you know, my family don't accept you, I'm not going to get married. You know, I would just want to know, what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
That would be, like, my first question. Would be like, all right, well, what's the problem? I would take that step first, you know, and then
right.
after I take that step, then I think I would, like, okay, you know, do a little homework and, you know, speak to, you know, the husband and find out from there.
But have you ever thought that they may say something just because they are bitter, that they're not as happy as you are?
That's a good point right there, too.
Well, you know, I think happiness is very important. And I think
right.
when, you know, when people talk about happiness, I think that some people are more content with, you know, like, okay, me, perfect example, me and my husband are together. If one of his family members or some of his family doesn't like me or, you know, doesn't welcome me or whatever the case may be, you know, I would want to speak to them to find out exactly what the situation is. And then after I speak to them, I would want to know, okay, well, I would evaluate their situation too, because obviously
mm-hmm.
they're evaluating mine. You know?
Right,
so
right.
I would definitely sit and evaluate their situation. But I just think that it makes things feel a little bit, it would make it feel a little uncomfortable, you know, and you don't want to feel uncomfortable in a family that you're supposed to be welcomed in, you know?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but you got to realize something's...
But me, I probably wouldn't like go around as much or something like that. Like, I will fall back a little bit, because I'm not going to go to someone's house that I don't feel comfortable at. You know, I'm not going to communicate with someone that I feel, you know, doesn't really accept me or something like that. I'm not going to do that.
I may not go to their house personally, but I wouldn't stop being with my family or his family, you know, because
mm-hmm. right.
this one particular person felt a certain type of way.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, honestly, because sometimes you could go to that person, you know, and try to talk to them. You know, you have ignorant people, and, you know, it could get even worse just because you're trying to figure out what is the problem with me and you.
But see,
you know,
me, I'm
exactly.
the type of person where I'd rather talk about it and see what the problem is. It could be nothing. It could just be that they think that he should be with an ex or something like that. It could be that. But my thing is, I'm going to talk about it, because if family means everything, like with my husband, family means everything. You know, they do everything
right.
together. And, you know, so me, I want to know, okay, what's the problem? You know, I'm going to have a humble approach about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to act ignorant, but I'm going to act,
right.
okay, what's the problem? You know, I feel some kind of way, I feel this tension or whatever, and I want to know what the situation is. I'm going to approach it that way. And
right.
then if I feel like at the end of the day that nothing, you know, got accomplished, you know, I'm going to make sure that all during the process, you know, I'm going to let my husband know that this is what's going on, this is how I'm feeling, you know, and then the end verdict, if there's nothing and this person is just bitter, then at the end of the day, then I'm not going to welcome myself to that person's house, but
exactly.
I will welcome that person to my house.
Right.
That's the difference.
And if you don't come, that's on you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I'll do that, you know.
Yeah. Well... Y'all ready for what I want to talk about?
Yeah, we ready. Go ahead. Well, what is
okay.
it, you know?
Do you think once you get into a serious relationship, you should drop other social sites? You know, that's similar to dating sites?
Once you get in a serious relationship, should you drop the other social? I think you should. If you're in a serious relationship, I think you should. If you're in a serious relationship, that's something you should do. It shouldn't be something where, you know, like, okay, well, I'm in a serious relationship, let me still go on these social sites and try to find somebody.
Right. You know, because my thing is, if you really think about it, you know, you're already flirting. You know, you might have a prospective person that you may end up with. So my thing is, why would you continuously stay on that site? And especially once you get married to that person. You know, because I know that, I know something similar to that going on right now. But the wife is still on this Black People Meet, where you met
but
this
see,
man.
That's,
you know?
That's, well, maybe they got that type of agreement. That's the only thing I could say. Because if you're involved with somebody that's serious about getting married, why are you going to stay on a social dating site
exactly.
network and still try to get somebody?
Exactly.
That's ratchet.
It is. But, I mean, you know, that was just the question that I wanted to hear somebody else's feedback on, because that's what I actually told the person. You know,
you don't
like,
wanna...
you know, really, I don't know how you deal with it, but it's you as a person. But me, myself, I don't think it's a good look.
It's not a good look at all. I mean, if
you
the
know.
Person got to still stay on the site, then they shouldn't be with nobody. First
you're not
all.
Happy. You're not as happy as you claim to be.
Right.
No,
right.
you're not.
You still looking for something.
But see, my thing too, though, is everything has to be established, you know, up front. Now, to me, there's no reason for the dating sites and stuff like that. You know, because what are you looking for at the end of the day? You found me. We're together. We're supposed to be building together. So what are you looking for? You know, so I would definitely, you know, communicate about it and find out, okay, well, listen, I understand what you're saying, but at the end of the day, I feel some kind of way about it. And then I think that if the person still doesn't stop, I mean, that should be a red flag, you know. That should definitely
right.
be a red flag to let you know that the person's not willing to stop looking or stop seeing what's out there.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yep. You know, but I guess it's something that goes on daily, you know. But me, myself, it would be time for me to let it go. You know, because some people, men and women, do not respect that person saying, hey, I'm in a relationship. Well, if you're in a relationship and it's that serious, why are you here? You know,
exactly.
then what are you going to say?
Right, but I think some people, I mean, I know it's hard, but I know some people think that, you know, certain things are okay and certain things are not. And, like, I think when it comes down to all the social media websites, it depends what you're doing on there. Now, if you have a dating website that you're on, we all know that you're not supposed to be, you know, on a dating website when you have somebody.
Right.
You know, that's not supposed to happen.
No, I don't
even
think
if you're on there together.
No, it's different because a dating.
Go ahead.
You talk about a strictly dating website.
Yeah, like I don't know if
like,
you guys
okay,
have heard of
this,
like
oh,
Black People, the Black
oh,
People
oh.
Meet tag, things
oh.
like that.
BlackPeopleMeet.com.
Oh. Well, I don't think Tag is a dating site. I think Tag is also a network
oh,
site.
Boy.
Tag
see,
is
I think
so
Tag,
different.
Global 14, LinkedIn. Like MySpace is also a networking site. You got to realize it depends on how you go about approaching.
No, not Tag.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I used to be on Tag a long time ago. Tag is not a dating site.
That's where I met my people on Tag.
Tag
was a dating website.
You met them because you choose to meet them. You understand?
But it's still more like a dating site.
Is
That's
it like
what I mean.
Facebook?
Depends on how a person look at it.
Tag is
like Facebook. It's like Facebook. They have pictures.
No,
it's
no,
like
no,
Facebook.
Honey.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
see,
like
you know, you got all these different females. The men got all these different females on their page. You don't have a lot of, like the men, you know, like what Facebook is, you got... like some of your schoolmates and things like that. You got people from everywhere. You know, you talking to these people. These people are putting different tags and things up on your page. You know, like, good morning, baby, and doing comments.
That's not tag.
You know, with pictures. That is tag.
I've been on Tag. I'm talking about even before a lot of people knew about Tag. The way Tag is, you have people that all right, instead of saying you got them that gives out the love hearts or whatever the case is, or the winks or whatever, but then you got people that's also networking on Tag.
What's love?
I mean, you could say, huh?
Like,
what's
you know,
heart?
Like, I'll put
like
it in
love
the forum.
For the day. Got love for the day or whatever.
Yeah.
But you
can get three a day.
Which means what?
I mean, they're just giving love.
You just give love to somebody. But,
but you know what?
It's still the same way. It's like...
Okay, can I ask the question?
If it's still the same way like it used to be, then there's no like... going up there meeting people unless you choose to meet them. It's something that's up there. If it used to be, it says meet me.
Go ahead.
Can
I ask a question?
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I just got a question. Okay. How is it that one male and one female are both on Tag, but y'all don't agree with what Tag is?
Well, because I am still on Tag, okay? I'm still on Tag.
I used to be on Tag a long time ago before it came out, before anybody even really knew about Tag.
But you know what? I will one day give you my everything that you need and let you go on there and see what you think.
No.
What I'm saying is, what type of website would you think it is?
You tried to get my head bust open to the white meat.
No, you're not going to be doing nothing illegal. You're going to be on my...
Tag, you know what Tag is like? Tag is like MySpace. It depends
exactly
on how you go about doing it. If you're going on there to network, you understand, then that's what you do, networking. Now, if you got somebody that's coming at you and be like, oh, well, such and such, because it's just like you can put up there, you married, you engaged, you single...
Right.
You divorce or anything like that. That's still up there, right?
Yeah.
That's not going to go nowhere. Okay, so it's like if you go up there and it's a choice where you can put networking, dating, it was something else that used to be up there.
Serious relationship.
Yeah, stuff like that. See, so once you put networking, you got people that knows you're networking. Nothing more, but you got people that still might try to come at you. And it depends
exactly
on whether you go at that person or not.
Oh, okay.
You understand?
I got it.
Now, as far as that black people meet, I don't know nothing about that.
Well, honey, it ain't too much different.
Oh, you know what?
They just brought me to write down another topic that I could use at a later date.
Go ahead.
I said at a later date.
Oh, at a later date. Oh, okay.
But I mean, you know, in that case, you know, you saying that if you choose to meet a person, it can be the same way on Facebook.
Exactly.
You know, Facebook
exactly
could end up like a dating. All of these social sites could be, you know, used for dating.
Exactly. That's the point I'm trying to make. So it's like, dude, you could use it for dating, you know, whatever the case is, but it depends on how you come at, how you go at the person go at you.
You know.
If you got a person that's coming at you and you choose to go at that person, then your spouse or whoever found out that you brought it on the spouse. Because that's what you choose to do. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all networking. You know, unless somebody come at you. Once they come at you and you choose to be
what about when you can join these groups that's showing in XYZ and you're networking then? When you're looking at all parts of body?
Yeah, but see, that it depends on what type of group you're in. You know, now you got to, if you're networking, now listen, if you're in a group, right? and the person is networking or whatever, they got the nasty picture or whatever the case is up there.
Uh-huh.
Right? And you accept them as a friend or whatever the case is, and then you see them putting it on your wall, it's different. Because you got some people in those groups that do just put their pictures like that in the groups. But if you go to their regular wall, you won't see it.
Right.
Because I remember a while ago, somebody had called me and was like, oh, this girl got a booty up on your on the page and such and such. I'm like, what? Go and delete it. No, you can't put that on my page. What are you doing? Who is this? I'm like, oh, my God. Butt cracking everything. I'm like, no. No. What are you doing? And then they don't even know who you are. And the thing is, what's bad about it, they'll do it. And won't know who you are.
Right.
And then you'd be like, wait a minute. Do you even know me? I don't even know you. Yes, you have to know me to post this up in my page. Yes,
right.
You do.
Depending on how you got your page set up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're right about that.
Yep,
you're right about
that's
that.
That's how it is. But me personally, I just be like, listen. Don't be no foul language or anything, no booty crap, anything on my face. I don't want to see none of it. And I have to deal with the situation. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay, so this is what you doing. You know?
Yeah.
And you know you ain't doing it, but.
Yeah, but you know, like you said, it would be questions, you know, like, why are you still on it? You know, what's going on that site? And
yeah,
especially if that one particular, you know, party decides, well, you know what, now that we're dating into a serious relationship, I'm letting this go.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think it also goes down to trust.
Yeah.
You know, if you trust your person enough, you know, and they like, you tell them what it is. And they understand the fact of, okay, it's just this going on, ain't nothing more going on, you know, then, okay. But if stuff started getting a little funny, and it's like, hey, if stuff ain't the same way it used to be.
You start talking about, well, my job is sending me to New York this weekend,
and
we have to come next week and all of that, then you better look into it.
Yeah, exactly. You got some people who really need to just, you know, focus on that and think about it, because sometimes in a situation like that, it means trouble.
Yeah.
A whole lot of trouble.
Yeah.
If you like to get in trouble,
it can get you in more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah, that's true, too. You know, but I feel like if you are, if you're with somebody and you happy, you understand, and you tell them, well, listen, I'm on a dating site or whatever the case is, and they'd be like, okay, well, what are you doing on there? No, I'm just networking or such and such, or boom, boom, boom. If you,
mm-hmm.
And they trust you, I don't think it'll be a problem. But if they go up there and they see, okay, well, why are you talking to this one, or why are you talking to that one? And you're putting yourself in a predicament because you already told this person it's strictly networking. Now, you got up there, okay, well, you don't got to be married. You don't got nothing up there saying you're in a relationship. You don't got nothing up there saying you're with somebody. No, it's something going on. Why ain't that up there? If you claim it's just you just networking, then there's supposed to be something up there stating, okay, well, you're married to this one or this and that. And but some people don't take heed to that. They just want to focus on, okay, networking. It depends on how a person want to look at it. That's the way I see it.
Right. Right.
No.
But I mean,
why,
have you been in that situation? Huh?
Huh?
What happened?
Have you been? Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so, how did you actually feel about it?
Well, I mean, honestly, it got to the point that, you know, it was just getting a bit too much. But my people end up getting off there. They closed their page. But guess who didn't close theirs? Because I just felt at that time that I wasn't ready to close it. I mean, you know, I've seen a lot and found out a lot being there. You know, so my question to them was, did you close your page because you got busted? I ain't get busted about nothing, you know. And see, when you start getting, like, defensive about it, then, yes, it was a problem. That's the way I feel about it. You know.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, you know, and then when you think about this one person may live in New York. The other person may live in Alabama. I mean, surely you don't know what that person may be doing after they get off of there.
That's true,
you know? So, I mean, but that could be, like, right in the same state, too. You know, you don't know what a person is doing when you're not on the phone with them. But, again, like you said, that plays a part of trust.
Exactly.
If you don't have that trust, it's a problem. It's a problem.
That's what about it.
You're going to continuously have that problem.
That's what a lot of people fail to realize.
Yeah.
That trust plays a big, big part.
Right, but how important do you think that trust is in a relationship?
Oh,
very
it's a
important.
Big part.
And
but
I think it's very, very important.
But how do you regain trust?
Woo!
That's
a great question.
You know, how do you regain someone?
It's hard to regain trust. It's real hard. Especially if somebody's been into a situation. You understand? And you've been in a situation and you feel like there's something else going on in a different situation. The trust issue is one of the biggest things in a relationship. And if you lose that, it's real hard to get it back. You gotta you could get it back though.
You think
so?
But it's just gonna be hard. Yeah, you could.
See, I always thought that if you're in a relationship and something happens and it's, you know, pertaining to trust and you trust in that person and that person either does something, you know, that you don't agree with, that you feel, or the person lies, you know, about the situation or whatever the case may be, but as long as it's pertaining to trust, I think it's hard to regain that, because if you can regain it, then at the end of the day, how you gonna feel? Like me personally, I feel like there's still gonna be like a thought in my mind, like say if the person was cheating or flirting or something like that, you know, to me, I think I would have a problem forgiving that person. Because I would always think in my mind, okay, what is this person doing? Or is this person telling me the truth? You know, because to me, being in other relationships, you know, that the trust was ruined and then you start a new relationship, I think it's a lot harder to me. And I honestly, I couldn't forgive anyone with the whole trust issue and cheating and lying. I forgave them, so this way it doesn't block my blessings. But I think that I still, like, withhold something, you know, in my heart. Like, I'm like, look at that person, you're a liar, you know. Or,
see, but you never forgave them then. You're
everything
just
you're saying is a lie, you know.
You know, see, you want to forgive them. You didn't really forgive them. But if you still got to think about it,
But you have to. You don't forget. You don't forget. That's the thing.
No, you don't forget, but I feel like even if you forgave a person, you understand? You got to look past that now. If you can't forget about it, then you never forgave them. You can sit there and say, all right, I forgave this person. I trust them all over again. But as soon as they go out, what they're doing right now.
Yeah,
you understand
see,
what I mean?
Yeah, but see, I disagree. I think that when you forgive someone, you're forgiving them for whatever it is that they did wrong. But you not being able to forget about it, that's mental. You know, that's something mental where you just can't forget of all the pain that you felt. I don't think that it's you never really forgave them. It's you forgave them, but you can't forget about all the wrongdoing that was done.
Yeah. I guess you could look at it like that.
No,
I mean,
look
me,
like
that's how I, you know, that's how I think of it. You know, where, you know, I mean, forgiving is forgiving. You know, like I can forgive someone for doing me wrong, but depending on the extent of it, I can't forget about it. You know, it's not like I think about it. It's not like I think about it every day, but that's the one thing that I could say is a lot harder to start a new relationship and to do things different is if you feel in your heart that, okay, they're the same signs that I experienced before. That's what I mean when I say you don't forget. Like, example, like say me and my husband right now have been together, and if he shows me signs that I have experienced before, okay, he shows me signs that I have experienced before, that to me, I can't forget about this is a similar experience that I experienced. Understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But you bring it up, but what you're doing is, go ahead, finish.
What I'm saying is, okay, like I was saying, me and my husband are together, okay? Let's just give an example. Me and my husband are together, and let's just say a past relationship that I was in, the person was always lying, saying he was someplace, but he was really someplace different, right? Now, in my marriage right now, if my husband tells me he's someplace and then I call him or he calls me back and he tells me he's someplace else, well, mind you, he just told me he was the opposite place. That's what I mean when I say you can't forget, but you forgive. Understand what I'm saying?
No, you kind of lost it for me.
Okay. All right, let me explain it again for you, okay? Me and my husband are together right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my husband together right now, everything's great, have no complaints, have no problems, no nothing, okay? We're good. Now, if my husband starts to tell me that he's someplace when he's really someplace else, meaning he's lying about where he is, okay? And I have experienced a similar lie before. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that mean that I never forgave my past relationship because now I'm comparing the two situations, the same lie for two different people?
Yes, that's what I mean. That's what I said. You bring old stuff into your new it's a new thing. So what you're doing is you're comparing the two. You're putting those two together. But if you got somebody,
and it's making you have ill feelings.
But if you always look, if you with somebody and they tell you they're this place and they're not there, and then they tell you this place and they're not there, then that's a problem.
You know, that's just like someone, like, as soon as you leave the house, you're either calling or texting, you know, your significant other. You know, that to me is like, you don't trust me. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got to text me or call me as soon as I leave, then what's that say about you? If I say I'm going to the laundry.
I mean, I don't think it's. But you said somebody texted you before you leave?
Wait, I'm laughing because you gave the example of the laundry.
Out of all places, right?
Not the store, not the club, but the laundry.
Well, I mean, well, you know, I could have said the church or wherever.
I'm going to tell you a story. My cousin, he has a female friend that's a best friend of his. Even before her new boyfriend came along, she got a new boyfriend. She told the boyfriend about the cousin and everything. And they're cool, mad cool and everything. The dude is just so jealous. It's ridiculous. She only been with the dude about 7 months. He was telling me, he was like, oh, the dude is just like real jealous. He said she got up and got out the bed in her nightgown. And he said, where you going? You in the house. Where you going? Where is she going? She probably going to the bathroom or to the kitchen. You understand? They laying it down, so it's like when he talks, he goes everywhere with her. He don't let her go nowhere by herself. So my thing is, why would you want to be with somebody? But now then he tried to get in a situation with my cousin. And my cousin is the type that's like, well, listen, it ain't going down like that. And put him in his place. So now he respects my cousin, but it's like anybody else, he'll be like, all right, where you going? Who's this person? Who's that person? Who's this person? Who's that person?
Wow.
And it's like, the point I'm trying to make is that saying you're going somewhere is a trigger. Meanwhile, he's doing the dirt.
As I was going to say. He's feeling his own guilt.
Right, or maybe, or you know what, too? He's done so much dirt in his life
mm-hmm.
where he feels like that karma is going to catch up to him.
Exactly.
You know?
That's a good
point. Or he's still doing dirt right now where he has to be overprotective and more jealous to a certain extent to reassure her that, you know what, he's covering his own tracks. That's what I think it is.
Right.
You know, because
right.
to me, I think that when someone shows you those jealous sides of that person, it's, yes, that person could be jealous, but why are you jealous? Are you jealous
right.
because...
When you know that, you know, deep down in your heart, I'm not doing anything.
Right.
I'm always available. And sometimes
right.
you have to make yourself not available for that person, you know. But to just ask me every little move, I got on my pajamas, and you want to know where I'm going, and I'm in the bed with you? That's a bit much right there. Where you think I'm going to make a move? Well, I mean, it would be easy if you got on your pajamas, but anywho.
but you know what, though? It's weird because I have a friend right now that's going through something similar, okay? She was with this guy 5 years. The guy was jealous, but she didn't really care too much. Like, she still did her own thing. And, you know, when you mentioned, you know, make yourself not available, she did that. But instead, what ended up happening is she kept making herself not available, and he became, like, he started stalking her.
Wow.
Like, literally, like, popping up at the house, knocking on the window, knocking on the door. Like, he started doing all this stuff. And long and behold, he didn't trust her because he had did so much dirt in his life
mm-hmm.
that he just knew that karma was going to come back to him. And, you know, they say karma comes back 10 times strong.
Right.
So, with him knowing that in his head, and she's not thinking that, oh, okay, you know, it's because he did so much dirt. She's thinking like, all right, well, he loves me that much that he's so protective, you know, he's still jealous, you know. So mm-hmm. when she finally sat him down and explained to him, and he was like, no, I'm not doing nothing, you know, everything's good. They got into this big old argument, and that's when she said, you know what, he keeps accusing me. He keeps showing me that he's over, when I say over jealous.
Mm-hmm.
She checked his phone, and he was on every single social media website that there was.
Wow.
I mean, pictures of him and his Johnson and everything.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
So
you know what? And if a person's over-jealous,
Yeah, and he was on every
over-jealous. You got to watch out for that.
They can seriously hurt you.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on for 1 minute. We have another caller. I want to bring them on. Hello,
okay.
Caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm in my fat girl.
Yes. Okay. Do you know what's going on? Well, we actually discussed
I haven't heard the topics or anything. I heard y'all speaking a little bits and pieces about the internet and Johnson's being all over.
Well, what's actually going on, we just discussing topics, you know, everybody calling and one of the topics that somebody had discussed, wanted to talk about. But right now, we're talking about the jealousy things of people. Am I right, lady?
Yes.
So many topics. Okay, you know, like, how jealous some people are. Oh, and the last caller was just saying somebody is overzealous. To me, if a person is overzealous, that's somebody you really need to watch out for.
Right. Oh, absolutely. That's a dangerous person.
It really
exactly.
is.
And that could be for a number of reasons. You know, you could either got something going on yourself and you want to make sure your tracks is covered, that your mate is not going to end up in the same spot as you, or
mm-hmm.
whoever you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Or, again, you done did so much in the past till now you can't even trust. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's a scary situation, because those people get kind of crazy.
You know, I was just looking. This friend of mine had posted up about this incident that happened. I think it was in Maryland. The guy had broke up with the girl, right? And they were living together, and the guy had a little boy. The girl broke in the house because he had broke up with her. She tried to kill the little boy.
Oh.
The little boy was, I think he was 8.
Wow.
She put her hand over his mouth, hit him with a dumbbell. He had 9 staples in his head.
Mm.
And the only thing that saved this kid, because he had been taught karate.
Wow.
That's the only matter of fact, I'm going to post it on my page. Because this was just the other day that I seen this.
But I'm going to explain to y'all about jealousy, and this is a true story. A friend of mine, she was with her boyfriend. The dude was mad cool and everything, but she was always hanging out with this other kid's girl. And I don't want to say names, because I don't know who listened or whatever the case is. I don't want to say no names. But it was all in the newspaper and everything. What happened was, they lived in Bronx River. And she wanted to go out for a little while to go back over to the projects, which was called Soundview. He got upset with her and told her she wasn't going anywhere. And they got in an argument. He shot her in the head and killed himself. Because of jealousy. It was in the papers and everything.
That's
crazy.
Papers
and everything.
Wow.
That's why a lot of people don't go back to old relationships. You understand what I'm saying? Because you bringing all that old stuff that was done back then, that's gonna come back with you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of people I don't. You could tell me what you want to tell me till you blow in the face, but we can't go there again. There was too much damage done.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, definitely. But you know what? You hear so many stories on the news and the newspapers and everything of how, like, somebody might have moved on from a relationship, and then next thing you know, the ex couldn't really deal with it, or whatever the case was, but he came back or she came back and they harmed each other, you know, they harmed the person. It's crazy.
It
mm-hmm.
is crazy. Because they get all their protections, out on these people, and that's nothing but a piece of paper. Once they got that locked in their head, they're going to get you. You know,
that's true.
Exactly.
The law can't even stop them.
But you know what?
I got on the news with the girl in Newcastle. That her boyfriend came and stabbed her to death. And then he had in her to be popping junk on the news. You killed this girl. Are you up here talking mess? Are you serious?
Wow.
And she had an order protection against him.
Yeah, but you know what? The order protection is just like you said, a piece of paper. And
that's all it is.
It's a piece of paper. And by the time you get that piece of paper, and God forbid somebody really come and get you, and they come and get you, by the time you get in court of police, please, you know how much harm could have been done by then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're going to do that, if you're going to go that far to get an order protection, you might as well pack up and leave. You understand?
Leave.
You know what I'm saying? Go somewhere under an alias somewhere, until you know things die down or whatever. But you know, the order of protection and stay where you are and stay with the same person, is that order of protection is not going to stop from anything. It can't stop nothing. That's like the stop sign can't stop us from doing nothing. It's put there as an awareness, but it can't stop. And it's sad.
It's real sad though.
It is sad. It is scary. Make you want to stay single.
Exactly.
Make you want to stay single. It's like, God, you know.
Yeah.
That over jealous person man. That's just like, come on, really? Like, is this how we giving it up now? Is this what we're going through? It's not that serious. It's not that necessary.
Right.
You
right.
Know,
exactly.
I mean, you know, it's like if I can't have you, can't no one have you?
Right.
You know.
If you know your mate, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to go through all of those measures. You know what
I'm saying?
That's true. There's no need for you to continue to, oh, where you going, who you going with. Come on, if you know your mate, you've been the majority of the time with this person, you should trust them.
Right.
Exactly. Right. And that's what I was just explaining to them about how my cousin, he got a best friend as a girlfriend. I mean, a girl as a best friend, and our boyfriend, it's like real jealous, and they be in the bed laying down, and she get up to go to the bathroom right there, and he's like, where you going? And she got on a nightgown. Those are the ones you
wow.
have to watch out for.
Wow, wow.
You know
yeah.
what I'm
yeah.
If she got on her nightgown, where is she going? Was she going to run downstairs somewhere and, you know, see somebody real
fast? Got a quickie and run back?
Yeah, see, I would have said,
exactly.
You know what, come with me. I'm going to the bathroom. Come with me to the
right.
bathroom.
Right, come watch me use the bathroom. Exactly.
But
like,
you know what, he might have did that.
He really cares.
Come watch my
mom
when I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, while you're going with me, you might as well go wipe me and do everything else.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if she's upfront about the friendship with her best friend and all of that stuff, again, if he's not comfortable with that, say you're not comfortable, and you know what I'm saying, and then y'all work from there. But don't
right.
allow her to have the friendship and then don't trust her. That's an oxymoron right there.
I mean, yeah, but you know what? How many relationships are there nowadays where the females can be friends, you know, with the males, and the males can be friends with the females? But at the end of the day, you can have male friends and female friends all you want to, but what happens if you get into a relationship and the person you're in a relationship with does not accept the fact that you're able to be friends with the opposite sex.
Right.
Right.
Then you
right.
have a problem.
There's
yes,
a problem.
You really do.
Are you going to lose your friend or are you
right.
going to be with the man or be with the woman?
Exactly.
Listen,
exactly.
I know that all too well. I know that all too well because, again, my best friend he's a male. You know what I'm saying? And going into my relationship, they knew this. You know what I'm saying? I explained to them there's nothing sexual going on. We're good friends, you know what I'm saying? We've been through things. He's helped me. I've helped him. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And that's just as far as it goes. He has a girlfriend, so, you know, there's nothing going on. You know what I'm saying? We don't go on dates or nothing like that either. You know what I'm saying? We just people. And he
right.
just wasn't comfortable with that. I was like, all right, I'm going to respect it to the point where if, you know, you don't want him coming around all the time or whatever, but I'm not going to stop being friends with him. You know
there you
saying?
Go.
I'm not going to stop.
It wouldn't be fair.
We were friends first.
Well,
we were friends first.
I agree. I definitely agree. But ladies, I have to tell y'all, we have to go into the next segment. We have feature P coming on next. These are up and coming. No, you can stay on, listen. You can give your comments. My lines is flooded. You can give your comments on his music. Call him, let him know how you feel about the music. But he's definitely doing big things. He's got a lot of stuff coming up. He got stuff that he's doing with the community to get the kids the book bag back to school. He got a lot of things going on.
Hey, okay.
You understand?
That's what's up.
But I want y'all to give each of y'all to give a final thought on the topic, and we're gonna take it from there.
Watch who you deal with, and if they jealous, beware.
Okay.
I'm gonna say mine is always work on your communication with your mate, and trust is very important. It's one of the most important things in a relationship, and if you don't have trust, you don't have anything.
Right.
Well, in a nutshell, I feel that same way. Communication, communication, and trust goes hand in hand. And if you don't trust the situation, say so. Don't you know, allow something to go on and then you say you don't like it. You know, just say it in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Lay all cards on the table, and then it shouldn't be no problem after that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank God I can stay on the line. My line is flooded, like I said. Listen to the up and coming artist, Feature P. He's doing big things. All right.
What's his name?
His name is Feature P.
Feature P. Okay.
Yeah. And he's doing big things. We're gonna play his smashing single, "Wake Up." That's just all over, and it's killing the YouTube right now. He also performed at the Nonstop Media event, GQ Palace Nonstop Media event. He was a feature artist, and he tore that down as well. So y'all stay on and listen. hear what he got to say, see what's his next steps. He's going to let y'all know what he's doing for the community and all that, all right?
All right.
All right. So y'all stay right there and no move. We'll be right back with Future P. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
You.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
All right. Explain to us, how did you come up with that name?
Well, originally, I was going by the name Verse. And that was just short for, like, versatile or whatever the case may be. And I ended up having to change it because a dude that was signed to Bad Boy had the name Verse. And I was actually going to go, like, you know, challenge him to a battle or whatever the case may be. But then, you know, I ended up going to the movies, and I seen that name, Feature Pete, Feature Presentation, pop up on the movie screen. And I was like, yo, that's me right there. That's how. That's exactly how I want my name to be on the screen in bright lights when everybody coming out to my show. So I just decided to make the change, and that's all she wrote.
Wow. So what actually made you decide to become a rapper? Was it something that you heard? Was it somebody, a friend of yours? Was it a family member? What actually made you want to become, you know, become an MC? Let me put it like that.
Well, growing up in my household, you know what I'm saying, one of my older sisters, I got three older sisters and a younger brother. But one of my older sisters, you know, her name is Denise, she was always into music and playing like reggae and hip-hop and all that type of stuff. So I grew up around it, and she used to rap, actually. So from me hearing that, I just tried, you know, my hand at it. And it started off with me just, like, being in the neighborhood and telling my friends, like, yo, listen, I wrote something or I got something. And I would spit, like, maybe, like, three or four bars to them. And then they would be looking at me, what's going on? They would be looking at me like, yo, where's the rest of the rap? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? And, you know, it just progressed from there, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I started getting a response. They'd be like, yo, you getting better, but you just need more to your music. You're not really giving us a full song or even a full verse. So then I started taking it more serious, developed my craft, and then, you know, just the way I took it to the wake up.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you being an up and coming artist, what's your inspiration and goals?
Well, I'm inspired by everything, whether it be another rapper, a singer, a, you know, a 2-year-old baby. You know what I'm saying? I try to take a piece of all of that and put it into what I got to offer the world. You know, but one of my goals is definitely to become one of the best MCs that's doing it in hip-hop. And not only, you know, to stop there, but, you know, to become a successful businessman, whether it be in music business or in, you know, real estate or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm trying to make some real big power moves. You know, I want to be able to own a Barclays or a Madison Square Garden in the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Now... I hear that, because that's definitely what a lot of artists... Now, like you said, you want to own a property. In other words, you also, as well, is going to do for the community, which I know you're doing something for the community. You got some things coming up, you know, for the community to help out the kids to get back to school and everything. Am I right?
Absolutely. On the 14th of September, we're doing an 8 p.m. Love back-to-school giveaway for the kids. In the community where I grew up, I'm originally from Crown Heights, Brooklyn. So on Bergen between New York and Nostrand, on September 14th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're going to be giving out book bags filled with school supplies while they last. And then also on that same day, I partnered up with Health Plus, and we're going to be doing another event right after that in East New York at Gersh Park. That's like 800 Van Sicklin, I believe, where we're going to be giving out 1,000 bags over there. And then I'm also going to perform Wake Up in Gersh Park.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, because you got some artists, you know, they worry about getting themselves and doing themselves. What actually made you decide to do this for the community?
Well, just to sum it up real quick, like, I'm nothing without them. And usually, like, when I do a show, like, if people come to my show, I let them know that, like, if you got an artist or somebody that you love, that you support, and, you know, they might not be able to ask for your help, or they might not be asking for your help, but it's very important that you support that person and let them know that you got their back. You know, come to their shows, you know what I'm saying? Do stuff like that, because it's encouraging. Because a lot of times when artists lose they get low self-esteem, or they lose that courage, it's hard for them to get it back. You know, you don't really recover from that. You know, so I'm just blessed to have a lot of people around me that want to see me make it, and also I want to make it. So the people that's behind me, it, like I said, they come from my community. So I definitely need to give back to them and let them know, you know, I appreciate everything they do. That's why we're trying to do, you know, more frequent APN Love appreciation parties. We did a couple. The last one we did was at Chance 11 in Brooklyn, where we just throw a party and everything is free. You come through and just enjoy yourself, because we want to let people know that we appreciate them downloading a single, even if you spent only 99 cents, we appreciate you doing that. So we just try to give back to everybody and let them know, you know, just like y'all watching, we watching too.
I feel you on that. Now, if you could open for any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
Well, just one artist. That's kind of hard, man. I want to open it for everybody. I mean, like, you know, like, the best answer that I could give or that I should give would be saying, like, open it up for a Jay-Z or a Beyonce because, you know, or even, like, a Lady Gaga because those are, like, the biggest names in the game. But me, personally, I would want to open up for a dude named Big Crit. And I tell you why, I don't know if y'all know about him, but you know, like, he's part of that whole, you know, Top Dog or DTE or whatever. He, you know, he's associated with Kendrick Lamar and, you know, Spitta and all them dudes. But, I love his content. And I've seen, you know, his live performance, you know, not in person, but I watched his shows. And I just love the way he give it up on stage. And I love the way he put his lyrics together and his music together. And, you know, it just inspired me to try to top that. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, if I had to do it from a business standpoint to make the money, then I would have to go with a Jay-Z. But just for me, for my stamp, it would be Big Crit.
Oh, okay. Now, of course you did music back then. You know, you had some other mixtapes. You have another mixtape coming out, right?
Absolutely. Nah, it's not out. My latest project I did is called Who Is Feature P. People could go get that. That's on datfifth.com. It's on YouTube. It's on Reverb Nation. You know, they can pick that up from whatever internet website they choose to go to. But I'm actually working on a new project right now, and it's almost complete. But we're just trying to, you know, finish recording some more songs so that we got a nice array to pick from. You know what I'm saying? So we can just put it together the way it's supposed to be put together because the response that we get from Wake Up, the project that follows that has to be something epic.
Oh, okay. Now, so what's the difference between the music you did back then compared to the music you got now?
If you listen to it from back then, like my growth, like I'm still the cocky, you know, obnoxious. Sometimes it's mad different sides to me. I don't try to choose to stay inside of a box, and I don't want people to put me in a box. I call it like having the Pac syndrome. You know, like Pac was able to do like a Dear Mama and things like that, but then he always was able to give you something to like hit him up. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I try to, you know, keep myself in that lane, like doing my own thing, but still be able to, you know, to adapt to any style of music. So, you know, that's basically what it is. The growth is me, from me being, you know, just ignorant all the time, like making ignorant rap, ignorant music, to having a more conscious mind. I call it like conscious ignorance. Like, you know, I know what I'm saying, and I'm aware of everything that's going on around me, you know. And even though I might curse or say the D word or whatever the case may be, like, it's coming from a real place. It's not just me, you know, destroying everything. I'm trying to rebuild it now.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about your single. We're going to play Wake Up. I want to save that. I want to talk about your single, 1-2-3 Brooklyn. Tell us about that.
The 1-2-3 Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like 1 for my city, 2 for my city, 3, 4, 5, my niggas who riding with me. You know, that's just like me trying to, that's my chant. Like, you know, everybody got their anthem. So that's basically what I want to, you know, give back to the hood. You know, I'm doing the positive things, but, you know, I got to do something for my hood cats too. So that's what 1-2-3 Brooklyn is. You know, that's what 1-2-3 Brooklyn is.
You know what? We're going to get into that right now, all right?
Let's do it.
All right, Dons and Divas. Here's one of his bangers, 1-2-3 Brooklyn by Feature P here on GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
We got beef. We'll be right back.
city. Two's for my city. Three, four, fives, we ride. Who rolling with me? Where I'm from, you gotta grind to shine. You know the dilly. Man, I love being from the home of Biggie. NY, BK, you could bet we everywhere. Yeah, we're Brooklyn at. Bet we heavy there.
Yes,
it don't matter if we down south or Delaware.
Nah.
Feature presentation, my buzz stronger than Everclear. Black attire, rapid fire when the beat's on. I don't cuff them, but my bitches got a leash on. I let them play when I they flash back. Bisexual rules, all trained to get a cat set.
Yeah,
and they bring it all to daddy. And I just play the cut while I'm leaning on the caddy. Old school pimping, check the fresh way. Bally social networking, baby, just get at me. Listen, real recognize real. And if I look familiar, then I know you know the deal. Chilling with this freak, and she bout to pop a pill. Screaming yellow, cause she know my life is real. Brooklyn!
It's a ones for my city. Two's for my city. Three, four, fives, we ride. Who rolling with me? Where I'm from, you gotta grind to shine. You know the dilly. Man, I love being from the home of Biggie.
I'm from a block where kids thinking they Tupac. For a few props, shoot at cops off the rooftops. When I was younger, I done ran through a few Glocks. Even sold a couple dirty ones in the new box. Now niggas want a name, so they clapping it. AK-47, a banana clip magnet. Every part of my house, I got a ratchet in. Even keep a can next to cans in the cabinet. Cause I refuse to be a victim of a come-up. Hype off the fame, so they creeping with their gun up. Don't want nobody telling my mom's her son gone. So I gotta stay one up. Cause we know bigger the gun, the bigger the ego. It's a war outside, who's gripping the ego? They say ignorance is bliss, we rep it the proudest. Cause I love where I'm from and I rep it the loudest.
Ones for my city, twos for my city. Three, four, fives, we ride. Who rolling with me? Where I'm from, you gotta grind to shine. You know the dilly, man, I love being from the home of Biggie.
When I ride, got a gun on my lap. Run the streets with my niggas, but I just happen to rap. I'm trying to get to the money. Bitches be getting it for me. My niggas getting it with me. The wolves eat when they hungry. Ain't gotta tell them to do it. All it takes is a look. Respect the troops. It's expected when you playing with crooks. We all down by law. Ready to die by war. The beef started at 3. We laid it down by 4. I try to stay out of trouble. Ask the Lord to be humble. But if you come to confront me, nigga, you know we gon' rumble. Taught my nephews the same. Stay away from the lanes. Keep your mind on your money and your investments a game. Learn to weed out your circle.
That's right.
And a lesson to strain.
Right.
And respect and loyalty, that shit is never the same. Learn to see without looking. Keep it real when they wouldn't. This is just a few pointers from a nigga from Brooklyn.
It go ones for my city, twos for my city, three, four, fives, we ride. Who rolling with me? Where I'm from, you gotta grind to shine. You know the dilly. Man, I love being from the home of Biggie.
Brooklyn!
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's fire right there. The look is definitely fire right there, yo. Gotta throw that on the mixtape.
Yeah, that's in the works.
No doubt. We actually have a caller for you. Hold on for a minute. All
right, cool.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How you
Hello,
doing?
Yes,
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm good. What's your name?
Miss T.
T?
Yes.
Okay, T. You got a question for me?
Yes, I do. Actually, you know, it's a good thing you're giving back to the community. But do you think that the community is, like, listening and not wanting their kids to possibly listen to your music because of the cursing and everything?
It's a strong possibility. I'm not... I'm not going to say that everyone who hears my music is going to take a liking to it. Even if they hear the positive music, they still might not want their children to listen to it just for the simple fact that it's hip-hop. And parents probably just don't want their kids to listen to hip-hop. So I'm sure that there are parents out there that, you know, might have their reservations about letting their kids listen to my music. But if you actually listen to the message that's in there, it's, you know, it's telling you some real things. You know, this is the things that we see every day.
True. But, you know, again, like we said, you know, it may be adults that don't even want to listen to your music.
Absolutely.
You know, but I was just thinking, you know, me, myself, you know, me being grown, I thought it was a great song. But I'm just saying, you know, the people themselves, because you do have haters. You're going to always have haters. So, you know. And another question, does you doing music and everything interfere with your family life?
It does. You know, I have children of my own, you know, and I'm married. So when I got to do a lot of the running around that I have to do, you know, being at shows or traveling or what have you, you know, just being away from them, it kind of, you know, conflicts with the relationship that I have with music and my personal life. But, you know, she understands that I do it for them, and it's a method to my madness. It's all a reason behind everything. So, you know, she lets me breathe sometimes. Sometimes.
Sometime, huh?
Yeah, sometime.
Okay. And my final a question is, are you making videos to go to your music?
Yes, absolutely. I have a website, which is featurep.com, or you can check me out on YouTube at TheFeatureP, and you can check out the music that I have. To add to the first question that you asked me, like, everything that I do isn't, you know, geared towards, you know, violence or, you know, stop the violence or whatever. I have a song that I actually did called Mama's Boy, and it's just about the relationship that I had with my mother growing up and some of the things that we've been through. I did a video to that, so you can check that out on YouTube.
Okay.
And, you know, so that's something that, you know, I got something that I try to cater to everybody. It's not all about, you know, just the hood or, you know, everything.
And you said that's like THE, Feature P?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I definitely would do that because I do want to hear more of your music. And keep up the good work and keep doing for the community.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
No, Feature, let me ask you something. Where do you see your success, let's say, 2 years from now?
Where do I see myself 2 years from now?
Yeah.
I see myself headlining my own shows. I won't necessarily say having a deal, but I see myself, you know, being a big part of the music industry and headlining my own shows by the next 2 years. You know, I mean, because I put together, and on a large scale, a large level, you know what I'm saying, where you know, the masses will know about me. I have my followers, my core fans, but, you know, just where the masses can, you know, say I'm going out to see Feature P and it be a household name that they're speaking about, you know?
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, like the last caller just asked, you know, she said, you know, you have family follow, but how do you balance everything out? That's my question for you. How do you balance out the music and you're doing a community? How do you balance this out, you know, and with the family situation?
Well, like I said, everything is coming, it comes from a real place. So, you know, my wife understands that, you know, like I said before, what I'm doing is for her and, you know, the betterment of my family. So she don't really give me, you know, a lot of slack about doing the things that I need to do. And at the same time, I just, you know, I walk with God and try to keep a level head, you know, and I stay humble, and that's basically what gets me through.
Now, what do you consider yourself? You consider yourself an MC or more of a rapper?
I would consider myself both, but if I have to choose one, I got to go with an MC because I have more content to my music than most rappers.
Mm.
And you know, MC means move the crowd, and not a lot of these rappers can do that. That's why they get on stage and they telling you to turn up before they even really give you anything about their music or themselves. They're not even showing you their performance or their lyrical ability, but they want you to turn up, you know.
I feel you on that. Now, every artist has one song that they consider their best song or the song that they like the most. Which one of your singles that you would say is your best work that you've ever done on a single?
Wake up is my best work.
Wake up. Wow. Now, have it ever came to a point where you felt like you was doing your best? Let's say, for instance, let me put it like this. What would you tell somebody that's coming up to you that want to be where you at? And they needed some advice from you, some strong advice. What advice could you tell an up-and-coming artist that want to get where you at in the music industry to further their music like you did yours? What advice can you give them?
Never change. Stay who you are. And you know, compromise a little bit, but try not to compromise at all if possible. Because if you let it, this game will eat you alive. Know what you want before you get into it and stick to that. That's all. That's basically what it is. Know what you want before you chase this dream, and then stick to that.
Okay. Now, are you looking for a major deal, an independent deal, or it really don't matter?
Nah, I mean, I would like to stay independent for as long as possible, but I ain't stupid either. If I get that, if I get the right deal to come across the table, I'ma take it, you know. So, you know, I'm actually trying to stay. I want to stay independent for as long as possible.
In the independent scene. So, if you feel like
you know,
so in your aspect of the music industry, do you feel like with iTunes that's the best thing they could have done, or do you feel like it should have been kept the regular way where iTunes didn't even get involved?
Nah, I think, you know, because iTunes be jerking people too, so, you know, I don't really think that they should be getting involved. I would like to do my own thing, and, you know, if I could get a major company to back me through distribution, then, you know, that's what it would be. I want to be in control of my own destiny. I want to be able to put out my own work and benefit off of my blood, sweat, and tears. I don't want everybody hearing in my pocket.
Now, Wake Up. I want to get into that single, but first I want to know, who actually does your production? Do you do that as well, or do you deal with random producers?
Nah, I got a couple of dudes that do production for me. The dude that did, the people that did Wake Up, it's called The Assassins. Shout out to my boy A-Team Ream and Iron Lung Mundo. You can check them out on their Instagram, or you know, Lung The Assassins. You know, they got a lot to do with the production work on my project. You know, I've worked with D. King from PKE and who else? I'm forgetting somebody. I don't know. I got to think about it. I can't think about it. Man,
if I forget, man.
You, I apologize.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't want nobody to be mad at me, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to be mad at me. But yeah, it's like up and coming producers. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no major names behind me yet, but producers that's dropping that heat. Like I said, Wake Up is one of the best singles, one of the best tracks that I've done, you know, thus far. As getting a lot of attention, and Assassins did that. And they did a couple other joints. They did another one of my singles that's called Life Is But a Dream. So you got to look out for that too.
All right, no doubt. So what I want to do right now, I want to get into Wake Up. I want you to let them know about Wake Up and actually introduce it.
So you want me to introduce it?
Yeah, I want you to let them know about Wake Up. Let my listeners know about Wake Up and actually introduce it.
Yeah. All right. This joint right here is called Wake Up by yours truly, your boy Future P, a.k.a. F. Dot. Let's get into it, New York City. This one is for y'all. Wake Up.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Assassin. wake up. It's 10 o'clock, do you know where your children at? It's time to wake up. We lose time, we don't get it back. It's time to wake up. It don't matter where you living at. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. New York City, big buildings and bright lights. Where it's easy to get caught up in the nightlife. It ain't all about fast cars and nice ice. What they offer selling, you can get it at the right price. Okay. Young and reckless, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And the mentality, get mine, lock and load. Trust no one, growing up, that's how it's told. Turn your heart cold from what was known as a heart of gold. I'm just like you, acting, dressed like you. Turning the ambitions of being the next Michael. Pick one, Jordan, Jackson. Never's cooler, pack guns, and I can't be the last one. Living in the world with heathens, devils, and demons. Giving thanks to the blind, what type of message you bringing? Half a story told, nowadays I'm misleading. I'm just trying to give you something to believe in. Please believe it's time to wake up. It's 10 o'clock, do you know where your children at? It's time to wake up. We lose time, we don't get it back. It's time to wake up. It don't matter where you living at. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Kids dying at the hands of our protectors. It's hard to trust the system when we see how they neglect us. Guilty till we innocent. Stop risking arrest us. And they lock us up in cages. Killers and child molesters. Don't get me wrong. Some people where they supposed to be. I'm just speaking on all those that hold the key. Trying to teach the youth to go to school and get your degree. Which when I was younger would have ran into an older me. But such is life and I deal with it. Teacher said I couldn't do it and I still did it. Can't knock the hustle of a kid from the street. Cause my kids gotta eat and this rapping is our meal ticket. So I use it to the best of my ability. Trying to give you tools, I'm just hoping that you feel it. Taking all our leaders, but I'ma go out willingly. And I hope before they get rid of me, my people out there, wake up. It's 10 o'clock, do you know where your children at? It's time to wake up. We lose time, we don't get it back. It's time to wake up. It don't matter where you living at. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up.
I'm feeling that.
What you got to say about that, T?
You know what I'm saying though? Like it's when they say like it's levels, that's, you know, it's kind of real to a certain extent, you know, as far as the music go with me, you know, because the other single that you played was to an extreme. I was cursing, there was a lot of bitches and you know all type of stuff in there. And wake up is not one curse.
Mm-hmm. And you're sending out a message. That's the good thing about it, because you send it out a message as well, which I feel a lot of people don't even have messages that they're sending out. But we have another caller on the line for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
You have Feature P on the line.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, what's your name?
Kim.
Kim? Hi, Kim.
Hi. I just want to say, the first song was, you know, had the cursing in it, but then the second song, I was like, all right, I like this.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You know, I try to cater to everybody.
And I think that's one of the good qualities from, like, what I just heard from the interview tonight is that you can do different types of music for everybody. You can have one that, you know, just everyone can relate to, depending on if they're repping their borough or repping where they're from. And then you also have something where there's no curses whatsoever in it. And it's just reality. You know, it's life itself.
Right. That's just something that I love from, you know, doing these shows. Because you go to a lot of these different showcases. You know, not every showcase is for every type of artist. You might go into a showcase and, you know, it might be like a lyricist lounge or like a poetry club, like the New Eureka Poets Cafe, you know, and things like that. And you don't have the type of music that fits that crowd. You have to have something that caters to everybody so you can reach every type of audience. And if you want to be successful, then you have to be able to adapt. Absolutely.
That's excellent. Well, I commend you, and I definitely look forward to hearing more of your music. If when you give your contact information out, or if you can give it out while I'm listening, I can try and follow you, you know, on your website and as well as purchase some of your music.
Okay, well, I can give it to you right now. I mean, you can check me out on iTunes. I got that single Wake Up on iTunes. You can download it for 99 cents. You can follow me on Instagram at BKLYN_feature. And my website is featurep.com.
Okay, gotcha. Well, thank you, and I wish you much success.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so let me ask you, has it ever came a point to you where you was like stage fright, or was it something that never actually came to you? You know, because a lot of people get that stage fright feeling, you understand?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
it messes with things. Go ahead.
No, my fault. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead, finish.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it messes up their, you know, whole event that they're
right,
trying to proceed in to get the crowd going. So how do you actually get past that? Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah, I've been in that situation. I've been in situations where I just got outright booed, you know. But once that happens, it's like, where do you go from here? It's either you going to stop or you going to continue to, you know, pick your head up and keep moving forward, you know. But every time I do a performance, I get those little butterflies. And then once that beat starts and I open my mouth, it's just, you know, time to put on for the people. But I've absolutely done a show where people were like, boo, get this kid out of here. Get off stage. And, you know, like once you experience that, you know, it's either you're going to rise to the occasion and get better, or you're going to let it crumble you. I just chose to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, because you performed at that event, but you bananas on it. You
good look. Wait a minute. Did you get on the mic and was like, yo, you made us take a break after that?
That wasn't
my intention, but it was a good performance, if I have to say.
It was fire. I was like, oh, we definitely got to take a break after that. Because, you know, you see, in certain situations because you did wake up as well, and it's a message. And when somebody's sending out a strong message like that, you don't want to come back with people talking about, oh, be this, F that, suck this.
Right.
You understand? It's a proper way to do it. So that's what I felt like, you know, to keep that message going in their head, you let them marinate on it. Like, oh, wake up. You understand what I mean? So that, so that was a reason for it. You know, I've been doing it for over 20 years, so I know all about it and everything. You know what I'm saying? That was the main reason for it. But
All right.
As you being an up-and-coming artist, you understand, do you have a problem with, like, collaborating with people? Because, you know, some people you could collaborate with, some people you can't. So let's say, for instance, you get somebody that you feel like, okay, they want to collaborate with me, but what you heard ain't actually what they're doing. How do you deal with a situation like that?
I mean, well, you know what I mean? Like I said, I try to stay humble. Like, but if you're just like a straight, you know, whack artist, you know, like I might not do it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna hurt my brand. I mean, I have done it, but you know, it was a learning experience. And then if you're just doing something that's gonna, you know, gonna hurt me. Like if you're doing some type of activity that's gonna hurt me, like I'm not really moving in with that negative vibe, or you know, dealing with negative people. You know, that's out here, you know, taken away from the community at this point. I've been there and I've done that. So if that's the type of artist that you are, you know, like, and doing all that type of stuff, I really can't get with that. I'm trying to do things with people that's on my same vibe, on my same level, you know, to, like, you know, like Kendrick said, you want to elevate the people that's around you. I want to be around people that's better than me and doing the things that I'm actually doing so I can get better at what I'm doing. I can't have nobody that's, you know, below what I'm doing.
So let me ask you, what's the best thing about being an up-and-coming artist, or what is also the worst thing?
The attention. In a nutshell,
okay.
The attention. The best thing about being an up-and-coming artist is the new attention that you get. People want to know, like, who is this guy? You know what I'm saying? But then it can be frightening, too, because when you got so many people looking at you, you're trying to focus on not fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. In a nutshell, just that attention.
Oh. And how do you deal with a situation like that? You know, for my listeners that's listening, you know, the reason why I'm asking you these certain questions, because you have listeners that's listening, and I feel, you know, with your mentality as being an up-and-coming artist you are, that's sending out messages and doing something for the community, you could put them in that real aspect of the music industry as far as them being up-and-coming artists.
Yeah, try to keep good people around you, you know what I'm saying? That's not going to steer you wrong, you know what I mean? Because there's some people that get around you, they're just yes men, and they feed into the attention themselves. Like, you know, you get a crew around you that's trying to help you become successful and help you become this big artist, but then they start seeing the fame, and then all of a sudden, now your man want to rap, so now he in the spotlight, and he want to do stuff too. You understand what I'm saying? So
exactly.
you gotta have people around, you know, not using people, but have people that's there for you, you know what I'm saying, to do the things that you need them to do to keep you focused. Because if everybody get caught up in the limelight, then, you know, your career's going to end up like MC Hammer.
You don't want that. He messed up.
He
looked out for all
don't want that. Exactly.
Yeah,
he was looking out, but they was taking his money, and he ain't got that money no more. They blew through that money just by looking out. So you got to be careful.
Exactly. Now, what's the first thing that comes to mind before you go on the stage?
Don't fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I try to put my best foot forward every time. You know, get my best performance every time. But when I'm about to get on that stage, you know, I can't front. Like, I think about, like, you know, not fucking up. But then once I step on the stage and I get that mic in my hand, I look at the crowd and I be like, I'm about to kill this shit. And then that's how I do it. But like I said, I always get the butterflies. Like when you call my name, like Feature P, then I walk into the stage, I be like, don't fuck up. I get on the stage and I be like, I'm about to kill this shit.
So is that the same thing as you going into the studio?
Nah, when I'm in the studio, I'm comfortable. But you know, it's like a home environment. I got everybody around me, just the people around me who I want around me, and that's it. So when I'm there, we're bugging out, laughing, joking, might have drinks flowing around. But other than that, I'm chill. It's like being in my crib.
Wow.
But I go into the studio with these songs, with these, you know, with the fire that I write, and then I'd be like, yo. Sometimes they've heard it before I lay it down, or sometimes they hear it for the first time. But either way, I'd be like, yo, I'm about to chill this shit. Wait, you hear this next joint I just wrote? You know, like that.
How long did it actually take you to write a single? One song. How long do it, the majority of time, how long did it actually take you to write it, to complete the whole thing?
It depends. You know, sometimes I get tracks and it's like it's a marriage. As soon as I hear it, you know, I can just attack it. And I could be done with a song, you know, from top to bottom in like an hour. You know what I'm saying? A complete single. You know, for me to write Wake Up, you know, I tell people this all the time, like, Wake Up came to me in a dream. That's actually why it's named Wake Up, and how it got, you know, brought to life. You know, I was dreaming about that song. I dreamt about me performing that song on stage, and when I woke up, I wrote it in like an hour and a half. Wow. From concept to everything, start to finish.
Now, do you got any other events coming up?
Absolutely.
On September 14th. All right, let people know what it is.
Absolutely. Well, you know, September 14th, we got the APM Love Back to School giveaway. That's going to be in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And, you know, the event on the same day from 12 to 6 at Gersh Park in East New York, Brooklyn. And on the 13th, I have Santos Party House. I'm going to be doing a performance at Santos Party House. And on the 24th, I'm at SOB's. You know, for the rest of the information, you know, y'all could email me at bookandfeatureP@gmail.com, and I'll send you the calendar, or you could check my website, or you could just hit me up at VKLYN_feature, and I'll be sure to get you all the information. But right now, those are the four events that we're working on.
Now, do you have any videos for any of your events? That's what I meant to ask you.
Do I have any videos for the song?
Yeah, you got videos out right now? Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple videos out. I got the Mama's Boy video that I was telling T about, and then I got a video for the song, the single that I did called Red Lights. And those are on YouTube, and those are also on my website.
We're working on the Wake Up video right now, which is also going to be a short film. And we're going to enter those into the film festival. It's going to be done like that Michael Jackson short film like he did.
Oh, okay.
It's going to have that kind of style to it where the video is in there, but, you know, it's going to be telling the story too. So you have to look for that. Mm.
Well, you know, Future P, you know, we got another event coming up around October. You know, you definitely get in there and do it again. I think it's going to be crazy. I think we're going to have somebody else besides Coco Chanel. We're working on that. Have somebody crazy up there. I want to thank you for joining us. I want you to give all your information out one more time. Let the people know how they can contact you, get in touch with you, hear your singles, buy your singles. Got them on iTunes. Let them know about the events one more time and everything. Fill them in on everything you got to fill them in on.
All right, cool. Once again, New York City, I appreciate all the love. Thank you guys for listening. You can check me out at www.featurep.com. You can follow me on Instagram at BKLYN_feature. Follow me on Twitter at FeatureP. Or, you know, just get in contact with me through the email, bookingfeatureP@gmail.com. We got the events coming up in September. On September 14th, we got the 8 p.m. Love Back to School giveaway. On the 14th, we have the event with Health Plus at Gersh Park. Oh, I skipped the 13th. Right, the 13th, we at Santos Party House. And on the 24th, I'm at SOB's at the Faces in the Crowd event. So y'all can come check me out, man. It's all love. And if you want to download the single Wake Up, you can get that off iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, CD Baby. It's called Wake Up. Check it out.
Yeah, we definitely going to be rotating that. You know, we rotate on Mondays. We're going to rotate on Wednesdays, Thursdays, because, you know, we got 8 different episodes with 11 different hosts. So we definitely going to be rotating that joint because, yeah, it is time for people to wake up. You know what I mean? So, Feature P, I want to thank you for joining us. You know you're welcome back anytime. Some of those exclusives. And for sure, we're going to make something happen. You got the map.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you, brother.
No doubt. Same here. Feature P, Dons and D's. All right. Coming up next, we got Don Jr., CEO. We're going to give him some time to call in. He's doing big things in the music industry. He deal with Jim Jones, Dipset, and a couple of other people. So we're going to sit back, relax, play some music, and see what happens. You know how Rich Money do. We give a certain time limit. If they don't come on, then, hey, it's on to the next one, which means that will be it for the night. So we're going to sit back, relax, enjoy some music, see if he come in. If he don't, I'm going to holler at y'all. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace, Love Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Better watch the way you talk to my client, homie, start walking.
Wait a minute, will a nigga really get it if I go off? I gotta prove it to him. I think I'm Big Meat, Larry Hoover. I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast and the beat goes.
Don't
These haters like, damn, you can tell he got money, money. By his swagger, you can tell he ain't bumming. By the way I talk, all I talk is dollar signs. Hundreds and fifties, nothing below 20s. I'm mature, but starving and greedy. I ain't tryna be selfish, but it's just in me. The sky is my domain, I just left the pigeon coop. Suicide doors gonna rip, I call it my pigeon coop. The pigeon's loose, I stay safe with these birds. If they get on my nerves, I cut these pigeons loose. This man, they say I'm rude, but I'm rules don't apply in my zone. That's how it goes straight up. My money just keeps piling straight up. Man, I ain't gone change the fame. I'ma let my nuts hang and swing when I bang on, man. I need an intervention, money, I gotta have it. I'm addicted to money, I'm a cash addict. I grew up broke, so can you blame me? Like I'd be damned if I let anyone take it from me. I graduated from starving to greedy. I moved up from a soldier to an OG. Organized generalities on my genitals. I can't shake them off, my dick in their mouth. Like dental floss, I goes off. Well, it's back to the bank, now I'm cracking the safe. I'ma get in a minute, first I'ma stash it away. Then I'm back on the Amsterdam pack. To the guys getting cash in the bad cash tags. I'ma lose back, same fool. Hit the sun on my swag. New tools, same old. I'm the same. Ready for many niggas trying to fuck my name. Ain't nothing changed, but the figures addicted to the guap. Dippin' low for the 5-0. I'ma go get it, get money, mama set on. Never catch me slipping, dog. Catch me in the club in VIP with a model. With a bottle of Patron, give me some room, cause I'm all on my zone. Ballin' fine, when I'm ready on all them, all them.
Hang on line no more. I'ma be honest, this one time. Come here, pretty girl. Church.
Don't have to say goodbye.
I apologize for the person I am and the ways I'm setting. Around you, so I hit it and I kill it quick. I respect you as a blessing, an investment. I thank you for every turkey bacon breakfast. Early in the morning, while I'm yawning, you roll over on daddy, climb on it. Grab a fresh fruit, stab in your leg scoop. If you slip and fall, I'll be there for your rescue. I really need you to see the world. Trips to Geneva, girl, right? And that's my reefer twirl. Streets got it in the soda, beef won't stop. It takes me to place me on top. Gaze through the windshield. Baby girl, I've been real. Tell me how the temp feel when a real pimp near. But I'm a friend too. Show you what we been do. Walk to the shark bar. Keep it real simple. Coming home to all this newfound sunshine. I ain't get a letter from my homies one time, but she was there for me, ain't miss one time. I got plans for her, put a rock on her hands for her. I'ma be there every chance for her. I plan to build a home with a pillow dome. Two Dobermans, fuck it, throwing the picture foam. I was raised to eat, you had to get your own. Don't front, had to get your own. But you was willing to do anything to get your own. Traffic in the cabinet, even get the kitchen going. Other than the scared, you the one they snitching on. Hope the people fingerprint you scared when they kick it open. I got another plan, brother, take your woman hand. Take it to the motherland, I need another rubber band. We finna escape the ghetto, we finna escape the poverty. It's on my mama right here. And I'm taking my family and my niggas with me, baby. And I want you to be here with me, you know what I'm saying? South and infusing in the voucher. Do you for an ounce? I move niggas out. 760 LI live on the E-way. She keep it live, she don't vibe with the he said.
She don't sniff draws, call your in-laws. Her main complaint is, damn, why 10 cars? I try to make her proud, being that I come from nothing. She know deep inside I'm really shy when in public. You change your subject, think I need another budget. Riding in the bed, driving like I'm in the bucket. She love my wild side, she know I'm about mine. How we lay on the beach, outside. Apple Martini bikini, ain't wrapped up in TV. Give me that when you see me wrong, this triple C. We flow Midwest to East Coast, just for the ski slopes. Maybe we should eat low, what you say, huh?
Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have special guest appearance, my man Don Jr., CEO. He's doing a lot of things. Don, welcome to the show. You there with me, Big Don?
Man, I'm in the building. What's going on with you? Man, I definitely appreciate you having me live in the palace. You know, we ride in and out. We making it happen. Los Angeles is beautiful. The weather is just wonderful. We doing it big out here.
Okay. You definitely doing your thing. You definitely doing your thing then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
A little technical difficulty, you know. Yeah.
No, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you real good.
All right. Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm just been tuning into the show. It's a wonderful show. You do a lot of wonderful things with music and stuff, man. I'm just here to educate, you know. One thing that I do know about the entertainment industry is not enough people out there educating. Everybody want to get paid. It's not enough education, and that's what we do at the Entertainment Worldwide Network and the Press Contest Week. We educate people on how to go to the next level. You feel me? And I mean, we're really big on that. I mean, we got to give it back, you know.
Exactly. And you're doing a lot of things, you understand? I understand you work with a couple of celebrities in the music industry. You don't put them on and did a lot of stuff for them. But fill the listeners in on that.
All right, well, I was very instrumental in T.I.'s career on 24s. I did a viral marketing campaign in 2003. You crushed the game. We worked with Trina and Big Daddy record, Be All Right, and Thug Holiday. We got a lot of stations on those records, a lot of BDS markets. And what we do is we like to do the artist development. The whole game has changed now, and there's no artist development anymore, and there's a lot of people that's out there that got 4,000 people looking at their YouTube, but they're not purchasing anything on their iTunes, and we're trying to teach people how to actually get them to initiate buying from their actual viral market. You know what I'm saying? That's real important. You know, viral marketing is the key. It's a virus. You know, you gotta make your thing spread like a virus. Not only you gotta make your thing spread like a virus, the whole situation is the people that's in the game right now, the reason why they at the top of the game, they keep they keep with it. Just because somebody didn't fail one record doesn't mean it's going to be your last record. You have to make records and make records and make records. And not only make records, but you have to make an impression on people. That's what the entertainment industry is about. That's what this radio show is about. That's what we all here for. We're here to make an impression on your life. And once we make this impression, the impression is going to teach people lessons and give us the extra that we need to go to the next level. When we go to the next level as a team, it's just ridiculous, you know. I'm trying to tell you, man. I just love what you're doing, man. I'm in the palace, bro. I love this business. You know what I'm saying? I live and die.
Now,
you know, I done lost wives, everything.
Now, you a businessman of a lot of aspects. Now, do me a favor, because, you know, the up-and-coming artists, they listening, and they don't understand the business of trying to get out there, like the managing business and, you know, a lot of things that go on. What advice can you give them so they can know exactly, all right, this is the route you take. This is how you fill this in. This is what your music got to sound like. This is, you understand what I mean?
Yes, sir. And, okay. I'm so glad I'm a talent. 100%. I know exactly where you're going. Number one, okay, let me just say this. If a record company is going to do business with you, let's go ahead and look at the record company. The record company is just like signing a mortgage to a house. It's a 30-year deal, but the record company go on 75-year deals on publishing. I do 501c3 setups, taxes. I do all that. You know what I'm saying? So with me doing all those type of things, I understand both sides of the coin. I understand the lamest terms where you out there playing out the record, selling them in front of Walmart, and the record label can see how many records you're flipping. You might flip 300 records in a day, but the record labels in Walmart, they can't see that because there's no way to track that because it's hand-to-hand. So when the record label see these people moving these numbers on iTunes, they get these YouTube numbers and all these things are up. The Facebook numbers look good, Twitter numbers look good. Now you got a viable entity to actually sit down with a label to actually sit down and actually make a deal. But when you sit down at this deal, you have to remember, this is just like putting down on a mortgage on a house. If you go to your local around the corner studio producer, you could be Timberland, but if you got a relationship with Timberland, you get the $25, $24 an hour rate. That's great, but when you get it done through the record label, they bill you $100 an hour because with them billing you $100 an hour, they have to recoup the money that they paid you up front on your signing bonus. So they might front you, okay, let's be generous. They might front you $500,000. We actually got an artist, his name was 6-0. We got him to the table, and we get at the table, and 6-0, it was 6.0. That was his name, and that stood for $1 million. So the record label said, look, we're going to give you $500,000 right now. He was like, bleep you, I need, he was like, no, he was serious, bleep you, I need $1 million. So needless to say, he had to find his own way back home. So what I'm trying to tell you how crazy this business is, everybody wants to get to that level, but you got to think about it. It's just like going to get a house or a mortgage. When you go to actually put down what you have, you're making an investment in them, and they're making an investment in you. They're going to get 85% of all your 100% of your work. So if you're going to sit down and make that kind of deal, you need to make sure that not only is your upfront money correct, that your taxes and your paperwork is correct, because at the end of the day, even though you might receive $250,000 in one hit, anything over $9,999 is going to send a red flag to the IRS. Once that red flag happens, they do what they call as a freeze / lien on any accounts that you have. And if you ain't going to plug in just a security number, even if it's the prepaid card, they freeze all that. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't be giving away so much, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to cut you short. You're giving away a lot. So now, let's talk about you. You gave a little information. They got the little information. So now we get into you now. Now, I know you was you produced the first IAP for Moses Media. It was for Busta Rhymes, J Record, Break the Neck, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was a great record. I mean, you're really sure. That was wild. Big shout out to Ken Wilson and Nicole Sellers, man. Let me tell you, Nicole Sellers, man, she made me recut that IAP like 40 times, man. 40 times.
Wow.
I mean, when I say 40 times, I mean, like, what went out to the program directors at the time, I mean, it was cutting edge technology. This was like, I think it was like 2002, 2001. Nobody else was doing this kind of thing. They didn't even know about this. This was just new. You know what I'm saying? My father, if you give props to Don Cody Sr., shout out to MosesMediaInc.com. My father, he told me what to do, and I did it. But it was his idea.
Ah, okay, okay. Because I know you produce IAPs for like T.I., Mike Jones, Alicia Keys, 50 Cent, Ruben Studdard. You understand? Fantasia. How did you have time to actually deal with all that?
Well, one of the key things that my father taught me was, he said you got to plan your work and work your plan. And then Carl Fred, shout out to DMD out of Texas, he sat down with me. He told me pen before the pixel. I get a 20-cent notebook from Walmart and then actually write it, scripted out what I wanted to lay out first and then make it happen. And once I made it happen, we put it out there virally, you know. Massive email campaigns are ridiculous, you know, and that's a great way to touch programming music directors. And, you know, and then I thank you for just giving me the opportunity, man. Big shout out to the Palace. It's so comfortable in here, you know. I feel like I'm home, you know. I feel like I'm talking to one of my big brothers in the industry.
that's how it is, man. That's how we got to be, you know, because ain't nobody going to look out for us but us. You know what I'm saying? You got people backstabbing, snabbing. You know how the industry is. And if you don't got nobody you can trust, it's hard to even get involved with it. You know what I mean? That's what I think about it.
I just thank you just for the opportunity just to give artists a good way to expose their talent, not only expose their talent on one thing that you have in a major career, interviewing some of the major names, Motown's greatest, OJ's, and all your extensive techniques and what you do, man. People don't realize drawing information out of people is so hard, and just actually keeping people entertained for 3 to 9 hours every day, you know. Now, come on now, let's talk about the downloads, you know what I'm saying? We might be live right now, but then people going to download the show, and then when they download the show, they might be out in the Central Park running, thinking about the Palace, you know. So I just appreciate the opportunity to be on
I definitely appreciate it because I know you definitely a busy man and you got a lot of things going on. So for you to take the time out to even join us is a big honor. I'm not even going to lie to you. You're doing a lot of things, and I definitely appreciate you taking the time out, you know, to come with us on the air, you know, let people know about what's going on, giving inputs on everything for the artists as well. You know what I mean? That's definitely a beautiful thing. Now, at one point, you changed the company name.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Okay, I actually own 3 companies. I own Duet Custom Designs, Impressive Concepts, Inc., and the Entertainment Worldwide Network. And initially, when I started out, it was only 2 of us. So Duet, that's 2 people. Custom, it's any way you want it. Design. So when I called the radio station, they would laugh at me. I had the receptionist actually laugh at me. He's like, you can't be working records. You said Duet Custom Designs, you're not working records. So when I upgraded to Impressive Concepts, Inc., that's what we're here to impress you with our thoughts and we're in our concepts, and we're incorporated, you know. And then from there, it was the Entertainment Worldwide Network. I had to put all these major connections I had together to run a crew of 200 and have 35 viral marketers, you know, because at the end of the day, we know so many people, but there's no direction in the industry. But with having 200 people, major record labels, independent record labels, it creates a whole Jay-Z style. Like when he was running Def Jam, when we push a button, we push a button.
Wow. Now, it's also a thing including education, listeners on the business side of the entertainment industry. You actually take artists in their career to the next level, booking shows, setting up interviews, and guiding artists in their development. Explain that, you know.
Well, number one, like I said earlier in the interview, art development is a lost art. The biggest gimmick now is talent. If you got talent, that's the biggest gimmick, you know. But one of the key elements about consulting a label is a lot of people's paperwork is not correct, and they wonder why that a 1-0 changes the whole situation. If you're getting a show and you're getting paid the show is billed at $500. You talk to the club owner. He say, I'm going to give you $500 to perform. You say, great. Then you give you the $250. Then after you perform, you talk to the head bouncer. You talk to the head waitress. You You talking to the person taking the money, you talking to the security, you talking to everybody else, but the other person who got your up 250. Well, what I've done is I've devised a way where the artist gets 75% up front. So if you're making a 2 or 3 hour trip to go do this one show off of somebody's word, everything is good. At least you got 75% of your money. You know what I'm saying? So with me doing that, another key elements is the people need to see different artists. What I mean by different artists, they need to actually touch these artists. A lot of people get so wrapped up in their Facebook and their Twitter, and they don't get out there and actually interact with their fans. And in this day and age, while we are touching these computers, we're touching these laptops, we're touching the keys on our keyboard, then people are really missing the artists. And because of lack of talent, because of the lack of artistry, and because of lack of people want to actually get out there and see somebody, we have a problem as individuals making these super hot records become hot records because we're not working them. Everybody is in a single digital age. There's no more albums. There's no more Ready to Die. There's no more Juicy albums. There's no more All Eyes on Me. You know what I'm saying? There's no more of these classic albums. It's just instant. Okay, you got a hot record. Boom, there it is. I'm teaching people how to have longevity, build a fan base. Tech N9ne is one of the most loved artists in my office because at the end of the day, he got 10,000 people that spend money with him every month. As an independent artist,
Tech N9ne, Tech N9ne is serious.
Come on now, but be real though. If you got 10,000 people that spend a dollar with you every month and you get $1, you get the whole dollar. I'm not talking about after the manager, the marketing, the artistry, nothing. You get the whole dollar. That's your dollar. Well, at the end of the year, you're making $120,000 profit. You got to break off the government what you got to break off the government. But what I'm teaching people is not only just get people to watch your videos, but purchase. Not only to purchase, but work with the people that's working with you. If they don't have it all, ride with them. We have payment plans.
Exactly.
We got packages going from $200 all the way up to $300,000. The problem here is, this is the problem. People spend $100,000 on production and want to spend $2 on promotion, and you got to flip that around. You have to spend $100,000 on promotion to let everybody know it's out there, and then the production don't have to be all that together. Let's look at Trinidad James. I love him to death, Lord. I'm not trying to hate, but he took one record and ran. So all I'm saying to everybody, I'm going to give a rundown of the project I'm working right now briefly. I'm working Darren Zwal. Darren Zwal. He's an artist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's an inspirational artist. I won't even put him in the gospel world because he hits some songs. They go in the jazz format. They go in the urban AC format. And they also go in the CHR Richmond in the 4 or 5 o'clock a.m. hour when it's slow on the medium rotation. So he got over, he's at 900,000 spins on Reverb Nation. He's going to be the first inspirational artist to crack that. Yolanda Adams is the only one out ahead of him. So when you got projects like this, you got to get these people to think outside the box. I'm booking them in Indianapolis at a church with 4,600 people. He got to get product so he can actually sell CDs to these people. And I'm saying all these things to say to people, everybody wants shows, they want to be on the front line, but you have to think about the extras. I was having a conversation with a colleague of mine. He said everybody want to buy somebody a house, but they never think about once they buy that million-dollar house, about the upkeep for that house every day. You could get somebody in a million-dollar house, but the upkeep for the house is going to be ugly. So they might be in it on Monday, and then it turns into a pumpkin on Sunday. Let's get it. But Darren Zwal, he's at 900,000 spins. We got Bitches of God, and she's an artist out of the Third Coast, out of Backstrap, Louisiana. And she's up to crazy numbers. She was just on the BET Awards. She ran a major marketing campaign for her city, her anthem for Ratchet City, and now is her anthem. The one thing that's so important about her is she was an actual radio DJ just like you, and then she went from behind the DJ just like Ludacris did, and now she's making a move to actually go into the movie. She got a movie coming out. She got a lot of stuff going on. Then I got a Prince Alpha out of New York. Then I got Glock Investments out of Indianapolis. And then I got 403 Mile, which they're going to be on later on in the show. So they're having so many different projects and so many different people. you have to sometimes eat humble pie. You have to do things that you don't want to do. But with all that being said, my job is to educate, dominate, and teach you how to take care of your personal business to have that longevity in the industry. Because, you know, everybody want to get that instant hit. But the instant hit just
exactly.
Crashes you up.
Exactly.
So I'm sorry. Man, we in the palace, bro.
Now, you also have a radio station, internet entertainment worldwide.
Amen.
We're going to talk about everything. As much as we can talk about, we definitely going to let them know what's going on.
I got two networks. I got the Entertainment Worldwide Network. It's being broadcast out of 325,000 households, and it's syndicated on 20 AM and FM radio stations with antennas. You know, once we we're doing our live broadcast now, after the live broadcast is done, we submit the MP3s to the radio station, just like you hear Tom Joyner is on there. And then we just launched a new radio network, Daily Bible Talk, where we break down the Word of God. I have features, pastors, ministers, saints. I get everybody in on that. But as far as on the radio thing, man, when I was 3 months, I was carrying it to the radio station. Don Cody Sr., man, oh, God, man. I mean, he go hard, man. I mean, my father, man, he taught me no dead air, everything, no matter how bad it is, keep talking, never stop. I mean, mad love, you know. But, again, like I said, we have a very large radio network, 325,000 households it's global, you know. We give independent artists an opportunity to put their music out there. Y'all can send in any music submissions to EWWNradio@gmail.com. And then the ones that I really like, I get behind those projects and put you on with 300 BDS and media base stations I have access to just being in the game, you know. But at the same time, we want to get you started. You know, we want to test you out. We want to test you out at home. I mean, I got to say it. There's no reason for you to drive a Bentley if you ain't never drove a Pinto. You got to drive the Pinto first.
I feel you on that.
How it feels just get behind the wheel. Okay, if you wreck the Pinto, it don't hurt. But once you wreck the Bentley, you got to go from overseas to get the new starter to make sure that it's
exactly.
Turned on. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got digital stuff here. We serious about it. I mean, it's a family, man. I just love the fact that the Palace is just giving us the opportunity to show what Don Jr., CEO, the 200 people are doing. You know, I got a lot of companies I represent quietly. I'm like, sure, I don't want to be in the videos or nothing. No, I'm behind the scenes, man. I'm normally the guy, you know. Even I had so much time, I said, let me get my people out there. Because the one thing I will say is that sitting behind the desk, I've seen people spend $3 million liquid cash end up with 155 with a bullet on the billboard charts. And it's not how much you spend. It's who you spend it with. It's the relationships you make. It's people like the Palace with you and your man doing things. You make a donation. Do little things. All the little things build up to a larger situation. Nobody knows. T.I. paid to get on. T.I. paid before we even worked this project in Atlanta. That's who I got the call from. He paid to actually go on tour. He would pay people to perform. A lot of people don't know that.
Wow.
So when you don't think about these things, now, look, it was a great investment. Now, yeah, it was just great. It's sad he was eating oodles and noodles for damn near 3 years. But after eating oodles and noodles, look, he's the biggest steak in mimosas in Dubai.
Wow. Wow.
Come on.
Now, let me ask you, how do you balance it all out?
I got a good woman, Keisha. I gotta give her a props. She holds me down, and sometimes when I have problems with business, meaning I need to hear what's being said and actually listen to what's being said, I need to get a female standpoint, because no matter how much money I make, I need somebody standing right beside me to go in there and help me cash that check. People don't understand.
I feel you on that.
I mean, people don't understand it, man. You know, I'm gonna say it just like Neo and Fabulous said. I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we together. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, regardless of what's said, Dr. Claire, Hustle. I mean, come on.
You gotta come on now, y'all know me.
Yeah.
Every good man got somebody there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I got the same thing, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm just thankful that I'm gonna be honest. I'm hard. I'm sharp. I mean, she could really have something to say to me, and then I got somebody on the phone. They talked to me about $10,000-$20,000, and at the end of the day, she gotta wait, and sometimes that wait might be 3 hours. And then after that whole conversation, I gotta write down all my notes and get my mind together, and then I say, "What's going on?" She loved me so much. She say, "Baby, this is what I was telling you 3 hours ago." Do you know what that means? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all better ask somebody. Keisha Damon, hold it down. I love my baby.
Shout out to Keisha.
She always there. Oh, she man. Quiet, but she there. You feel me?
Hey,
we hold it down.
Now,
we go ahead, bro.
Impressive Concept. How did you come up with that name?
Don Senior. I ain't gonna lie to you. Don Senior. Don Cody Senior. We had a major powwow meeting. And the thing about my father is he is a businessman all day. When we was kids, we played with checks. So me and him was having a situation, and I was like, "Look, man, I'm not having a problem." I pulled him to the side. I said, "I'm having a problem working with my records with these radio stations." He was like, "Impressive Concepts Inc. It could be anything. Impressive Concepts Inc. Furniture polishing. Impressive Concepts Inc. Restaurant." And when he said it grew on me. And then when you look at our logo, it's I See, because we see your vision. And we bring your vision to reality. We take you to the next level, whatever they may be. We're not saying that we're going to get you signed or every deal we're going to do is going to be everywhere where it's supposed to go. What we're doing is we're taking you to the next level. We're making you better off. When we leave you, if you leave us, regardless of what goes on, however you choose it, we ride forever, great. If we don't, we're taking you to the next level.
Wow. I definitely feel you on that. And that's the good thing, because I know you also dealt with some industry legends like Ken Wilson, Chris Pringle, Jay King, and that's just a few. That's not even, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. Out of all the industry legends, I'm gonna be honest with you. The one thing that I would say is the conversation I had with Mr. LA, I had a lot my radio network. Hip Hop National, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Al Williams and the people over there. I got love for y'all. That's when I was the program director at Hip Hop National. And I had to go through a 3-hour conference call because it was some very detailed stuff about Miss Chalet that wasn't supposed to go out. So I went through, like, it was a collective 3-hour conference call. It wasn't one conference call, it was over a 4-day stint. And I had to fight to get on. And to be the program director, I was like, I after going through a 3-hour conference call, I had to make a programming decision to sit down with Miss Lady Di and say, "Hey, listen, you can't host tonight, you know." And that situation made me the man I am today, because after dealing with legends and going through so much to be who I am, you have to make decisions you hate to make every day, but in order to make these decisions, this is what makes champions champions, is how they deal with adversity. When adversity comes and how they change everything in order, by God, to walk in what he had planned.
Wow. Well, I want to get into the artist that we have coming on, 403 Mob. So, what I want to do, I want to play their single, and I want to come back. Hopefully, we have them on the air as well, and you on the air, and we could all get in and talk about, you know, the industry, what's going on, what's their next step as well, and continue talking to you, because you're doing big things. We ain't letting you go this fast, you know. You definitely going to keep it going.
Amen, amen. Yeah. Thank you, bro. All right.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right, Dons and Divas, there's a banger by 403 Mark with my man, Don Jr., CEO. Remember when you heard it, GQ Palace, Love of Entertainment, it's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Enter into inside insane, insure include insight in case, endure inquire incise in me, enforce in time, incline increase.
In this contest, I ain't in it for the money, just exposure. I'm an artist and I'm hungry, man. I'm starving, it ain't funny. And regardless, whether you give me a chance to take it from me, I'ma get it, ham up in the skillet, I'ma make it home.
Go get it, man, go get it, man. Go get it,
go get it, man, go get it, man, go get it.
Go get it, man, go get it, man, go get it.
So sick and sane, so wicked, man, so killing off my coat, clearing my throat. Then I stay up in the booth and I let it out. I got 97 problems and it's hectic. Now can't get a single minute to myself. Nowadays everybody wants some way settled down. Tell them how you got dealers about to do yell. A wolf and kid kills around the same time the mob started selling out. Please help me out of this hell I found within myself. Spell it out for them, I felt doubt. I can't, I could, I can't, I should, I shan't, I would, but could, I should, I would, I ain't doing no good. Not to blame if I've got to break, if I'm out of pace, but it's all okay, because I'm on the payroll. Just gotta make it to Friday, bro. I may go insane in a way, but anyways, I'm crazy. Finna go great, great, working all day, man, getting all place. Then I gotta go make a song or two. If I get the time, but here lately, I ain't even giving time. There's no time to give, so I'm writing this in a car with Banshee driving it.
Go get it, man, go get it, man, go get it.
Go get it, man, go get it, man, go get it.
Go get it, man, go get it, man, go get it.
So sick and sane, so wicked, man, so chill.
This the realest shit I ever wrote.
I ain't shaved in like a month, I haven't showered in a week. I woke up late again this morning, so no time to brush my teeth. Clothes are old and ain't been fitting since I lost the weight and didn't buy anymore, cause I can't afford it. Moved out with my girl, but she pays for it. Damn, I feel like a bum and I might be one right now, but I am not one. I promise one day, baby, I can be the man that I'm supposed to be and take care of you like I wanna be. My family too, cause they supported me, but nobody gave a chance. Me being shy, Shadow J and Bam Bam started 403 in Kings Mountain, where this all began. On the bus, writing lyrics, but it was 2010 before I let you hear. Feel like a ghost, an unknown appearance. Maybe you'll buy when it hits the clearance.
Go get it, man. Go get it, man. Go get it.
Go get it, man. Go get it, man. Go get it.
Go get it, man. Go get it, man. Go get it.
So sick and sane, so wicked, man. So chill.
I won't go. No.
Everybody on or who you are, what part of the group you in, your name and everything, let them know about the single and all that.
Hi, brother. My name is Ghost Unknown. I'm a part of the 403 Mob. We're from Charlotte, North Carolina. We do a lot of big things in Charlotte. We just did a show with Tech N9ne not too long ago. We've been grinding hard. We've done a lot of work. The single is actually from a contest we did for a record label called the Funk Volume out of, and it blew up. We did the video for it and people love it. We actually did the song, it's called I'ma Get It, and we did the song, I wrote it, recorded it, mixed it, mastered it, shot the video all in 4 days because we had to rush. We was busy doing other things, and it's one of our biggest hits today.
Now, what actually made you decide to get in the music industry?
Well, when I was younger, I tried to do all kinds of other things like sports because I'm 6'7". People like, you play basketball, right? You can just touch the hoop. I'm like, nah, man, I don't play sports. And I try to everything from sports to skateboarding and all that. And I really like music. Music was really a big passion of mine as a fan. So just taking it to the next level and writing lyrics and putting my heart onto a piece of paper and then transferring that to music where people can feel it and people can relate to it, it just really brought me into it as an artist. And in painting pictures on beats, I just love to play with the words and just make it sound good. And I love it, man. Music is my passion.
I feel you. We actually have another caller on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is Big Daddy.
Okay.
The 403 Mob and CEO of 403 Productions LLC, located in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, all right.
How are you today?
I'm all right. We were just speaking to Ghost. He's feeling something on what made him decide to become an MC and everything. Now, Ghost, let me ask you real fast. Do you consider yourself more of an MC or a rapper?
I consider myself more of an MC. I actually consider myself more of a musician because I love music more than just being a rapper. I like to do the hooks and I like to come up with the concepts. And I would love to get into doing more live work with live instruments and stuff like that. I love music to an extreme level, not just rapping.
Mm-hmm. Now, Don, are you there?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay. Now, Don, let me ask you, how did you meet up with Ghost Unknown?
Well, what happened was I got to give her props. I love her. Nikki Rich had referred me to Big Daddy, and Big Daddy had let me know what he was doing with these three great guys. And I'm telling you right now, y'all are listening to like the next, I gotta say it, Eminem, you know. And if you ever watched Art of Rap and the way that Ghost was describing as how he handles his words and how he actually put together his rhyme, it's the same way Eminem describes his rhyme. Pay attention.
Mm.
But with that being said, once I actually got to know Ghost is not only a rapper, he actually is a voiceover guy, and he does voiceovers, professional voiceovers for my company. He did the Universal Love and Radio imaging. He did the whole imaging package. So not only is he a rapper, but he can flip the hat to actually do a professional side of the business, and a lot of rappers can't do that. So he's a total package.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's camera ready. I mean, when Big Daddy got with me and he said, hey, look, this is what I'm about to do. Let's make it happen. He's always been on time with everything, and it's hard to find solid people in the business. A lot of people say they want to talk to you for 40 hours to make it happen, and then when it comes time to pay, they want to give you the voicemail. So I'm saying to y'all, in this business, it's hard to find real people. So when you find real talent, real people, and that people that's going to actually get on their stage and really kill the show, y'all can go on YouTube.com, and I'm going to let Big Daddy or Ghost, either one of them, give you the direct YouTube where you need to go. But I'm telling you, these guys are it. And not only are they it, it's going to be a situation that once it happens, you're going to be like, wow, the pilot brought it to you first.
Okay. Now, Big Daddy, are you there? Big Daddy, are you there? Are you still with us? I don't know if Big Daddy's still with us. Well, I know he's still there. I guess he got us on mute right now. But Ghost Unknown.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you could perform with anybody that's out right now, who would it be and why?
That's a really good question. There's a lot of dope artists that I would love to perform with, such as Eminem or Kendrick Lamar or Hobson, Machine Gun Kelly, Ritz. The main person I wanted to perform with actually was Tech N9ne, and I actually got to live my dream. And there's been a lot of speculation with that we bought onto the show, but Travis O'Gwen of Strange Music actually picked us to be on that show. So it was a dream come true. So I really got to do my favorite artist.
All right, so you got to perform with who you wanted to perform with already then.
Yes, sir.
It's like, okay.
Now, I want to ask you this. I'm trying to get Big Daddy, but I can't seem to connect with him. I don't know whether he got us on mute or something, but...
They have really bad service.
he's there, but he's just not saying nothing. I don't know. I think he may be handling some business. Okay, I was just informed his call dropped. Okay, hello, Big Daddy, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Yeah, the call dropped, and you know, if I can't connect to my Wi-Fi, you know, I don't have anything. If I walk out in my garage, which is my smoking area, and I'm not on that Wi-Fi system, and then I come back in the house and I got to switch anyway, it's a mess. But yeah, I was trying to answer the question on the YouTube channel. The YouTube is, of course, youtube.com/BigDaddy403. And that's BigDaddy403. And that'll take you directly to our YouTube channel.
Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you, what's the first thing that caught your eye when you seen Ghost Unknown? What made you be like, okay, I want to manage this artist right here?
Okay, well, first and foremost, he's my eldest son.
Okay.
That's kind of why, but a little bit background beyond that. When Ghost was first into music, his mom and I both tried to, you know, stop him from doing it. We didn't like it. You know, just bad influences, this, that, the other thing. Matter of fact, one time he had gotten in trouble at school, and we took all his CDs and burned them out in the yard. Okay, well, then in 2010, Ghost had got a show. He was just Ghost Unknown there. The 403 Mob didn't exist. And he was hit up off of MySpace about opening for an artist. And that was, what was the date on that, Ghost?
It was March 28th, 2010.
Right. I knew it was March in 2010, but I couldn't remember the date. But anyway, he opened... for a group of guys there. We sold the most tickets that night, and I saw him on stage, and I said, this kid's got some talent. I'm going to back him. And that's when I started backing him.
Oh, okay. And that's the good things, because sometimes you actually have to see it to, you know, have to visualize it to make it like, okay, this kid do have talent, because sometimes you don't want your children involved with certain things in the hip-hop world, because you got... They explore in certain things that shouldn't be explored for children to see. You understand? Which is definitely
right,
a good
absolutely.
Thing.
I totally understand that. And his mom and I were ignorant to it for a long time until we discovered, hey, this guy's got some serious talent. So, you know, harness it, and get him in contact with the right people and make some moves.
Man, you know what? I wouldn't even say ignorance. I say responsibilities. You understand? Because the fact of it, you know, you didn't know, but the fact of it is you know what the music industry was like. So it makes it like, okay, I don't want you going out there and doing the things that they do because it's not proper. You understand? Which is understandable.
Yeah.
Now, Don, you there?
In the building. Uh-oh. I'm here, bro.
Oh.
What's good?
Now, you and Big Daddy, what made y'all decide to be like, okay, I'm hearing this, I like it, but it was just that one single that caught y'all that made y'all want to like team up together to promote Ghost Unknown, or was it more of his aspect, skills, and performances that made y'all want to, you know, collaborate to really get him out there?
It's a feedback session, man. We did a lot of radio feedback session, and we had a lot of radio industry major people. Even my father didn't even hate on his record, you know. My father is very particular about records. And when we heard, we started on the record Beneath the Snow, which is a great record. If you ever heard that record, that's a deep record. The lyricism that's in that record is ridiculous. I mean, like, I listen to records, and now that I listen to records, I have to, because at the end of the day, I can't book you at the high school if you saying, I'm going to kill your mama with my gun. I'm going to kill your mama with my gun. I can't book you at the high school. It don't work. So I have to listen to the lyrics. And when you heard the Beneath the Snow record, I mean, Big Daddy, am I on point, or?
Yeah, you're definitely on point. Beneath the Snow is a great record. Ghost does a bridge in the center of it, and he sings on the hook. The other two are my other two artists, Shadow J and Banshee, and they actually are doing the verses on that song. But yes, sir, that is a wonderful Dynamite song, and you should go on my YouTube channel and listen to it.
That's what kicked it off.
Now I heard you mention earlier, Ghost Unknown was actually a solo artist before they became a group. What made you decide What made you decide to keep him as a solo artist?
Well, you'd have to talk to Ghost on that. It was his idea.
Okay.
And he could tell you why he decided that. And they're all three of my children, so I've got to back them all.
Oh, okay. So, Ghost, let me ask you, what made you decide to add your siblings in on your music career?
Well, before I was a solo artist, we did other things, you know, just in the bedroom and in the basement and in the garage. Just we had other groups as together and not just me solo. I decided to take it a step further and go out and perform and promote and gain a fan base. And after I started doing it, it became harder to do things on stage. It became harder to breathe, so I needed hype men. But I decided to add them because they're also good artists and they need to get the experience, because if I'm going to bring them, you know, with me, they need the experience on stage and in the studio. So we just grew as artists, and they helped me out on stage, and we help each other out on lyrics. We kind of built each other. But I started as a solo artist simply because I had more time and more practice time to do the performance.
Okay. Now, Don, let me ask you. Are you there, Don?
Oh, 100%. Let's go.
Okay. Where do you see 403 Mob career, let's say, 2 years from now?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. What we're doing right now, we have a massive viral marketing campaign that we're running. And anybody under the sound of my voice needs any video placement for this, I'm going to go get it record. It's a strong record. Not only is it a strong record, I'm telling you, it's good. It's MTV ready. We're going and we're shooting our sights for MTV. But 2 years from now, where I see 403 Mob is at, not necessarily at the top of the charts, but having a stake in letting people know who they are. A lot of times people blow up so fast, and when they blow up so fast, now on a 5-year plan, I see them at the top of the chart, killing every magazine, every aisle. But on a 2-year plan, no, I see them making a stake and paying their dues and making it happen, 100%. And I'm gonna keep it real.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, as far as you know, Big Daddy came to you with the idea of 403 Mob. How did you feel about, you know, Ghost changing from a solo artist to a group?
Well, I felt really one thing I will say that I really like about, and I work with a lot of groups. I work with Deepside before they became Get Fresh and they got signed to Def Jam. But one thing about having a group, the problem is you can't get one person to take the lead, and Ghost is a leader. And by Ghost being the leader, it makes things simpler. I give Big Daddy the orders on things that we need to do, showing up for the interview, showing up for the shows. Big Daddy makes it happen and makes sure everything goes through. But as an artist slash leader, Ghost comes through and he makes sure the 403 Mob represents everything about the 403 Mob from top to bottom. Look at their paperwork. It's clean. You look at the way they put down their lyrics, they clean. You look at the way that they do their videos, it's clean. When you got all these things and all cylinders rolling on front word, let's go, I mean, you can't lose, you know. So when you got somebody like Ghost who's on the front line, and I was on the front line, he talks to the artists and he keeps everything under the group, but at the same instance, they all independent artists. You know, they just, everybody's playing their position until it's time for them to take the spotlight. But Ghost is going to be the one to open that door. That's what I feel. That's what I told them. That's what I'm saying live on the radio, because I know what's going to happen. Somebody has to take the lead. That's just like Gladiator. Great movie, Russell Crowe. I love that. But he had to take the lead to go ahead and start a charge. Somebody got to hold their sword up and say charge, and that's what Ghost Job is in the 403 mile. And that's how I feel.
So what's actually your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist? Ghost?
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Hello?
Ghost? Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh, okay. What's actually your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
My inspiration is to touch lives. Yeah, my inspiration is to touch lives and for people to relate to my music, and not only just to listen to it or sing along with it, but to actually feel what I'm saying in hopes that it changes their lives. I mean, I love to do different kinds of hip-hop, but my main thing is like songs like I'ma Get It, which are real, and Beneath the Snow, which are real. I love to touch people's lives and to hear that I actually did uplift them in a way.
Okay. Now, I want to ask all three of y'all, what's the next step?
The next step is to do more shows and to promote ourselves on a more worldwide level. We need to get more music out. We need to get more people to hear us. We need to get more people at shows in other cities, because we got Charlotte on lock. We need to get everywhere else. We need to start doing tours. We need to start selling merchandise. We need to get our music into everybody's house in the United States, in Canada, in the UK, in Australia, and then beyond.
Okay. So, Don, you there?
Yes, sir. Kool-Aid smile. Kool-Aid smile.
I hope he ain't distracting you or nothing, man.
Man, no, I'm not going to lie, man. I just love it. I just love it when I got clean artists. I mean, you hear it globally. We got to get it out there. I was like, wow. I mean, come on, man. What do you do? What do you do? I mean, I feel like Joe Pesci and Goodfellas. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. Let's get it.
You know what it is? It really is. And the main thing is y'all got that connection. You know, everybody's on the same page. And a lot of people don't realize that's how you got to be to really get somebody out there. If you're not on the same page, it's not going to work at all. You know? If one person want to go left and other person like, no, maybe we should go right. And then you got that person that wants to go left. You're like, all right, well, let's go right. And it's going to draw a big confusion. You know, that's just the way I see it. But, Amen. Like I had asked Ghost Unknown, what's the next step? You understand? And I'm asking you, like, what's the next step for Dawn? Not Ghost Unknown, for Dawn, CEO.
Man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I got a girl group that I'm about to go ahead and blow up. It's going to be the next Spice Girls and Destiny Child. It's five girls out of Mississippi that they're ridiculous. At the same time, the next step for Don Jr. is going to be direct the movie. You know, I got the 403 Mile Project, and I'm telling you, the 403 Mile Project is going to be ridiculous money. I mean, ask Dr. Dre about a 403 Mile Project. I mean, you need to say more. So, I mean, we going to keep it real. This is the realness. That goes in the 403 Mile. The 403 Mob is going to show y'all something that ain't never been done before in the industry. You heard it here first, but at the end of the day, I'm going to flip it on both sides. I'm going to have the urban going, and we're going to have the karma. And the karma is crazy. If y'all hear about karma, you can be like, wow, Palace brought us everything. But for me, I'm going to direct movies. That's going to be my next step. I'm going to direct movies. I'm going to direct multi-million-dollar movies. I'm very good at directing videos. I've been directing videos for a very long time, and now it's time for me to do movies. And that's it. I never graduated high school or college. I dropped out of the 5th grade, and everything I know is from learning every day and doing it the wrong way. So, bottom line is I'm directing movies. That's my next step.
Exactly. Exactly. I definitely should.
Now, Big Daddy, let me ask you, what's the next step for you as far as the management?
Well, the next step for me is to get my company to a point where it is self-sufficient and can stand on its own. Because, you know, right now it's standing because Big Daddy's putting everything he's got into it. But my next goal is to get my company in a position where it is self-sustained and Big Daddy can enjoy his money.
Now, we seem to be right out of time, but what I want y'all to do, I want everybody to get their information. If you got separate information, you know, from each other, everybody just get their information one at a time.
Okay, well, my information, I'm Big Daddy. I'm a CEO of 403 Productions, LLC, out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and I manage the 403 Mob. My telephone number is area code 704-904-8228. My email address is bigdaddy403@gmail.com. That's bigdaddy403@gmail.com.
Okay. Ghost?
My name is Ghost Unknown of the 403 Mob. You can find me on Twitter at Ghost Unknown, at GHOSTUNKNOWN. You can also go on to our website, www.403mob.com. You can also find me on on Facebook. Sorry, we were talking about MySpace earlier. On Facebook, Ghost Unknown. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, Big Don, you in the building?
I'm in the building. My direct contact number is 818-358-5722. You can Google search me on Don Jr. CEO. That's D-O-N space J-R space CEO. These are my websites. We're going to go old school. DuetCustomDesigns.com. That's DuetCustomDesigns.com. Impressive Concepts, Inc. That's IMPRESSIVE CONCEPTINCS.com. It's sad when somebody hands you a piece of paper while you giving it while you live on the radio. It's all good. Yeah, we're gonna keep moving. I will be making that call in a second. My bad. All right, EWWNradio.com. We accept any donations. Listen, 100%. Y'all got some great information tonight. I gave y'all some real deep information in the beginning of the show. Y'all going to enjoy it. And some of the stuff I said, it might not make no sense, but then when you lose $14,000 or $15,000 doing the wrong thing with the wrong people, then you're going to go back to the palace and you're going to be like, wow, I should have just went on ahead and hollered at Jesus people. So, for real. I'm going to be honest. Yo. But, hey, we a family. Like I said, you know, 403 Mob, the reason why, out of all the artists I'm working, I brought them on this show is because this is the next level of hip-hop. Get with me, once again, Don Jr., CEO, 818-358-5722. I'm in the building! All right. I'll get back at you, Pimp.
All right. Listen. Fellas, I want to thank y'all for joining us this evening. Yo, Don, you got the mask. Hit me up. Any exclusives? Anything I want to talk about? Ghost as well, you know, because we got 8 different episodes a week, 11 different hosts. We got the GQ College Magazine we're going to put y'all in as well. And we're going to definitely make some things happen.
Amen. Amen. Come on now. It's a palace. I'm an emperor. I need a palace. Come on, let's get it.
No doubt. We definitely going to make something happen. Once again, I want to thank y'all all for joining us. Ghost Unknown, Don, Big Daddy, and the building, GQ Palace. All right, y'all, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, GQ Palace has 8 different episodes a week with 11 different hosts. On Mondays, we have, on Sundays, first of all, we have Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Lavina, Polite, and Arthur Minister, Weatherby, opening a prayer. They also play gospel music. They have the most powerful evangelists, elders, pastors, ministers, and also call in and give your testimony from 7 to 9 on Sundays. Then from 9 to 10, we have Faith Walker with Crossroad Temple, interviewing a gospel artist, hip-hop gospel artist, only gospel, that's it, for 9 to 10 with Faith Walker on Sundays. Then from 8 to 9 on Mondays, we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we play nothing but the unsigned artists. For you to call in and give your comments and your feedback on the track. We play exclusive from some pioneers, material never heard before on GQ Palace Radio. So even if you know the pioneer, whatever, believe me, they got something coming out. And the first place you're going to hear it is on GQ Palace Radio. Then on Tuesdays, we have GPS, GQ Palace Sports with the Mayor, bringing you the bigger picture in sports from 8 to 10 on Tuesdays. So remember, if you ain't coming like he say, hard body karate with your sports, don't come at all, because they do it big. And on Wednesdays, we have from 7 to 9, the Diva Squad, Rachel, T, and Angie, bringing you the most grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. That's from 7 to 9 on Love Fantasy, GQ Pals Radio with the Diva Squad. Then from 9 to 10, we have Fall Out Comedy with my man, comedian Rakim Chick Singleton, bringing you the funniest jokes, have you holding your stomachs live on radio. When he do it big. Believe that. That's from 9 to 10 on Wednesdays. Then on Thursdays, we have Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin, speaking to you the true facts about what's going on in the world today and giving you that feedback, the truth to the matter feedback on relationships. Once again, I am your host, Rich Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment. How we say it, it's butter, baby.
I'm messenger of life, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross, right? Difference in talents, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballads. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and EC, gotta take it easy. Stuff to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.